the right perspective.
You'll never forget this.
Are you mad? Do you feel like Woos Kebab Reference? Your friend is Big Boots. We are
I'm not crazy.
What is life all about?
I know some things that you don't know. You're connected with Davis Lerman and the right perspective.
Right, whatever.
You're mentally deranged. You suffer from a defective memory.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
The right perspective.
It will test your head and your mind.
If you don't like it, turn the damn thing off.
The right perspective.
It's a persistent kind of nagging noise.
That's right.
I just thrilled with the whole idea.
I love it.
Okay, boomer.
See, Kyle.
Okay, faggot.
The liberal world order.
It makes me cringe.
I'm gripping right now.
Violence wakes people up.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
So in America, we have this thing called freedom of speech.
Nigger.
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 Nigger. Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger. Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Don't say nigger. Say nigger.
It's racist.
We're supposed to be living in a democracy.
We're used to hearing that the USA is a cradle of democracy. And in case you might forget, they remind you at every opportunity.
This is not a banana republic. It's the Democratic Republic of the United States of America.
Embattled democracy.
A moment when our democracy was gravely threatened.
What does democracy actually mean? In theory, it's supposed to be the rule of the people. But it seems like around the world, in many different countries, many feel like the people's will is not being enacted, and they are not happy about it.
Manipulating the Constitution. Manipulating the Constitution.
Effing Jews.
This administration has financed a genocide in Gaza for the last year, and every day you're up there denying accountability for it. So, I mean, what gives you the right to lecture other countries on their moral? So
if you have a policy question for me, I'm happy to take it. If you want to give a speech,
no, but I mean, people are sick of the bullshit in here. I mean, like, it is a genocide. You are abetting it, and you are risking nuclear war in Ukraine for this proxy war.
Plenty of other places to give a speech.
Go ahead.
Gentlemen, this is democracy manifest. What is the charge? Eating a pill? A succulent Chinese meal? See that chap over there? Got your hand off my penis?
Fuck it.
I don't want thoughts.
Try that freaky, nasty, raunchy, crazy stuff.
Daddy.
How many effing Jews do these people think there are in the United States? Jews are the source of all the problems in the world.
I've had it with kites.
Jews, J-E-W-S. J-E-W-S.
The root cause.
J-E-W-S.
The root problems.
J-E-W-S.
Can you see Jews?
For centuries, they've been stuffing their stomachs with human flesh and they've been stuffing their pockets with money, but they must realize that this ball of vampires is about to end in international affairs.
We see you, we're on to you, and we're going to call this out.
Try that freaky, nasty, raunchy, crazy stuff.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck.
Crush a walnut with my vagina.
Ooh, that's so vulgar.
Davis Lerman.
Daddy.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
I am not getting excited. I am getting mad.
The right perspective.
Daddy. Yeah. I like when my butthole itches just a tiny bit.
It's not a good daddy.
Hello, everybody. Right Perspective Radio. How goes it? Oh, my. Oh, my. We have a lot of news, and we've got to pack it in before the Saturday show, because that's a more conversational style show with Luke Notaris. Yeah, I think we should probably knock a couple more chapters of Which Way Western Man as we chat, you know, do that whole thing. That's what we'll do. Yeah.
The greatest perpetrator of misinformation has been the
Davis Lerman.
It's abject, absolute racism.
Hitler is back.
It's total racism.
My name is... What? My name is... Who? My name is...
Davis Lerman.
Loves fascists. Revenge is our duty.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yeah. That laugh will put you in a good mood.
Hello. Welcome to the stream.
Who do we have here?
It never ends. It never ends. It doesn't. It's always something. Mm-hmm. So, how are you guys? Welcome. Who do we have here?
Serbian Bull, Kato Koshiro, Always Honest, Harry Holler, Dukes Fjodor. What's up, buddies? All right, let me go over to FTJ. F to the T to the J. And we have, Alex Wazlak. Boy, that's a difficult one. Mr. Lurking. Yes, Dorvis Lurking. That you got the right show. Bushmaster 6A. What's up, buddy? All right. So there we go. Tell one, tell all, tell your friends. Or maybe some of them don't. I don't know. Finished G-Man show from earlier, just in time. That Ozempic is venom from the Gila monster. Yeah, dude, I can't believe it. That is insane. Always Honest told me that, and we looked it up right on air. It sounds so unbelievable. You think this couldn't be true. It turns out it is. This fucking paralyzes your stomach, muscle loss associated with it. It's so Jewish. So let me get this straight. Jews invented something that paralyzes your stomach, which, you know, you kind of need, last I checked. And it's going to remove muscle mass from the men who want to beat them to death. Oh, interesting. It's the craziest shit I've ever heard. Hey, dude, if you got 20 extra pounds or something, just walk around with your 20 extra pounds. What are you that worried about? What are you so worried about? God, I guess maybe if there's some medical thing, we've all seen people who sort of let it get away from them, you know. But even then, we've been playing these news clips, and it seems that if people stop taking it, now how wild is this? So it takes the weight off, right? If you stop taking it, the news says it goes right back on. What? So I guess you're signing up with a contract like, okay, I will take this the rest of my life. That's the plan? Just walk your dog or something. I don't mean to shame anybody, but that is some Jew shit going on. There's Jew poison, and there's like ordinary everyday Jew poison, and then there's this shit. I mean, I gotta say, unless you're in I don't give it medical advice, but I'll tell you what, unless there's some extreme reason, like you have a health concern that outweighs the potential of this fucking Ozempic stuff, my God, muscle mass. Really, that's like the last thing. Well, no, it's the first thing. It's the first thing I don't want to lose is muscle mass. Dude, it's wild. It is wild. And if you told somebody this and they hadn't heard it, just like myself, you don't believe it. You would not believe it, just as I did not believe it. When I first heard this from Always Honest, I said, oh, come on. Come on. Turns out it's all true. It's insane, but it's true. That's nuts. Interesting. Alex says that his girlfriend actually took home homeopathic stuff for her thyroid and lost a lot of weight by correcting that. Yeah, sometimes the weight shit, it's not just like, it's not just the manosphere telling women that they're fatty pig fatties. Sometimes there's a legitimate health thing going on. My aunt, I guess she went through her changes or whatever, and then suddenly she started packing it on like crazy. She was in the sweats and all this stuff, and they straightened out her thyroid. and then she's it took her a long time, but she got back down to normal. I can only imagine what would happen if she paralyzed her fucking stomach and then started losing muscle mass. So it's like, yeah, I feel so great. I lost weight, but I don't have the energy to walk around. You're just going to sit in your chair looking skinny. That's insane. Wow. Okay. Well, Jews, wow. I suppose the Jews and Satan are just like high-fiving. Like, hoo-hoo, we did this one. Look at this. You thought that COVID shit was insane. Check this shit out. You ain't seen nothing yet. Wow. Okay, it's nuts out there. You know, it's fucking sick and getting sicker. Yes, yes, yes. Who do we have? I've already mentioned Harry Holler, but we just had Dukes Fuhrer added. And, of course, Clasha. How nice to see you. Kick Chef, what's up, buddy? All right. Tell one, tell all. Otherwise, it'll just be us, which is fine. We'll do what we can. We do what we can. Yes, I've already conceded this is narrow casting. We're not broadcasting around here, in case that hasn't been obvious. There you go. Good thing, too, because we're on the good ship FTJ, this arc, where no one's going to throw us off for talking about Jews or fucking Ozempic or any other kike bullshit they deserve to be strung up and beaten like pinatas for. So here we are. And Clash and no pressure, the offer still stands. If you look in my description, by the way, that's anybody, Clasher, whoever. If you look in my description, you'll see my Gmail, and you can write me there. Okay, I've yet to receive a sober Gmail from our friend of two nights ago, who I am willing to chat with about his concerns. But listen, you know, I'm just never going to do it. I'm never going to do the wild-eyed manosphere woman hate. Never going to do it. Okay? That's it. It's not going to happen. I don't know where this Nick Fuentes shit became normalized. It was a slow process. It's like boiling a frog. You know, there's a bunch of guys think it's normal. It's not normal. Okay, it's not normal. Maybe a 16-year-old with a terminal hard-on gets angry at a girl because he's only 16. Like, okay, that. Dude, if you're rolling in this pack and you're still mad at women for not getting some, I'm afraid it might be you. You know, there comes a time when it can't be all the women. Okay. So I guess don't come back, or if you come back, chill the fuck out. I'm just never going to do the hating women shit. Okay. No one around here hates women. If you do, you can get the fuck out. It's fucking weird. It's just weird. Especially if we're in a race battle. I thought we were in a race war, a race battle. What are you doing denigrating the human 3D printers? I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it. Oh, God. I had to work in the cold today. Oof. Boy, oh, boy. So now, And I can't do a throat lozenge on air because, of course, it sounds like this in the microphone. It'll sound like Paul eating his food when he's on air chomping fucking barbecue or a McRib or whatever he does. So I can't do that. I swear it goes back to, I've had it looked at. It goes back to like 50% rubbing alcohol, 50% water, gargling that to achieve a Kurt Cobain sound. That's what it goes back to years ago in the studio, years ago. Unfucking real. Yes. No. Yes, no. Yes, no.
Yeah, no.
No, right. Yeah, really, actually.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-mm. Right.
Hello. All right. Sorry, my voice is very raspy.
There you go. Harry Holler. Ah, that's funny. I don't think women should be able to vote. Do you characterize that as hating women? Of course not. Of course not. You know, there are many women who don't think they should vote. There are many women who want to turn the clock back. I don't think we can turn the clock back. And Harry Holler knows the last person I'm going to fight with is Harry Holler. Besides, Harry, we need to stay on team rational Putin analysis. There's very few rational Putin analysis people out there, as you know. They get wild-eyed. They do get crazy if you bring Putin up. And Harry's one of the few who writes and says, that doesn't really make sense. Let me give you my thoughts on this. Right? Yeah. There should be one vote per household, right? Isn't that the best way to do it, I think? I mean, voting doesn't really count, so who cares? I guess in this system, whatever. I guess women vote away. What's the difference? But, yeah, if we had a system where votes actually mattered, then, you know, yeah, I'm going to have to say one vote per household. And if you're single and a woman, maybe we talk then, like, all right, listen, if you're of a certain age, maybe then you do get a vote. I don't know. Like, if you're never going to find a male mate and you haven't done the children thing, maybe, I don't know. You know, we'd figure that out when we get there. If we just got white people in a country, it would all work out fine. You know what I'm saying? There you go. Clasher agrees. You know, there's a lot of women, you know, women too, by the way, if you want to air their grievances, they'll tell you it's hard to find a good man. So a lot of them just want to find a guy who will work a couple of jobs and make sure they can stay home and raise babies. Like that's not even really asking much, actually. That's not really asking much on account of that's what they're supposed to be doing. So, you know, they don't have it easy exactly either, if you ask them. You know, my daughter has friends that are in their late teens, and you could tell the ones right away that are, like, looking toward career women shit, and others that are just looking to be moms. You can just tell from early on. Yeah, so it's not easy for them either. No, Harry Holler, it's Asians that shouldn't be allowed to drive. There you go. I'll play into the stereotypes for Paul. Paul's tired of the yellow menace, which I guess I can empathize with, but I don't have that around here. But if I lived in California and I was surrounded by Asians, it would probably drive me nuts because they are a bug-like people. They're not white, and it makes you feel alienated when you're just around a bunch of them. That I can identify with. Absolutely. Yes. Yes, that's the point. Men, women, none of us have it easy, really. It's a lot to navigate. And that's because, if you haven't noticed, our relationships are either deformed before they begin or deformed while they're ongoing by Jewish influence. So the culture is like a Jewish brine that we soak in, and it changes the character and nature of everything. It changes all the properties of a people, unless there's very hardened people to the Jewish poison. And yeah. Kato Koshiro, hey, I'm no bug. Well, we don't mean the Japanese, bro. The Japanese are a master race, just to be clear. The only reason you're still not, it's the only reason Japanese are not dominating an appropriate, like, sphere of influence, because the Japanese do have a natural sphere of influence, and the only reason they're not doing that is precisely because of Jewish power. Post-World War II dominance, you've been under the thumb too long. Yeah, I mean, it's time you guys really, you need to kick all the American military bases out. You need to do, like, tomorrow. If you burned a couple of Negro soldiers alive, just, I'm not giving you any ideas, I'm just saying. Something like that, like a coordinated attack, and then you would zip tie these Negroes to a fence and then light them on fire. If you burn America's precious Negroes, why, they'll be so offended, they'll leave, and then they'll yell at you in their press. Why, tisk, tisk, those Japanese didn't like our Negro soldiers. Aren't they racist? And you'd have your country back. So, you know, you have to do hard things. It's like I tell the left. Hey, lefties, if you want your gun control so bad, you're going to have to kill some CEOs, and kill some CEOs that really matter. You're going to have to kill the ones that run banks and shit. Oh, you'll have gun control, like, tomorrow if you do a coordinated attack on about 6 or 7 big Jew banker hedge fund type CEOs. Overnight, you will have fucking gun control. That's just a reality. So you have to understand, we have to live in reality. Okay. And when you live in reality, you can understand the pressure points and you can also see the choke points. It's like having they live glasses. You're, oh, that's where the Jews are. This is how they do it. So there's not many Jews, but the Jews are at these choke points of power. So this is how they do it. Right. Well, likewise, there are pressure points that those of a revolutionary mindset can push back. I'm not saying it's time to do that. I'm not saying if you should do that. I'm not even saying, you know, to whom you should do that. I'm just suggesting there are, in fact, pressure points. Are they easy to push? No. Do you maybe have to sacrifice? Well, yeah. That's why Luigi Mangione is a folk hero, because he pushed the pressure point anyway. Right? That's the idea. There's got to be a handful of Japanese who are just fucking sick of the American occupation. Oh, sorry. Partnership. Right. So, you know, fuck America. Burn those fucking Groid soldiers, particularly, by the way, if you found one, if you got to catch one that was raping a Japanese girl, that would be, boy, you'd have a win there because you'd have everyone in the country approving of it while America tisks you and talks about the rule of law. And then in turn, your state powered press could talk about how, oh, no, the Americans have let more than a handful of these nogs run around free after they've raped our beautiful little Japanese girls. So it could be a moral victory of sorts if you did it right. That might take some state planning, but you know what? You could get this done. The Japanese, again, are a master race. You guys could get this done. There are many people I don't know if I'd put this in the hands of, but the Japanese can handle it. Oh, the military does hide those incidents, Walter Marrow said. Absolutely. Yes, and that is part of the problem, because the Japanese people are not a free people. They don't have their own press. So that's what you would need state cooperation, really, to get this to happen, to make this happen, unfortunately. Yes, it's never easy, but isn't that the point? Speaking of, let me go over to FTJ and make sure I'm not ignoring this chat. Ooh, nice. Hashtag not simping for women. Yes, there you go. Right. If you appreciate women for who they are and the fact that they literally compliment a man, you know, you can't really have a home. You know, the sense of a home, like a household, is one thing. A home. And this could be an apartment you rent, but magically, this is what happens when you add a woman. It becomes cozy and it becomes a home. And then if you're up working late and you've got this woman in the house, all of a sudden, she, knowing what's best for you, will crawl out of bed with her blanket and say, oh, come back to bed. And she'll do all that. And then you'll snuggle. And in the morning, even though you didn't finish your work, you feel better. That's what the woman does. She completes the complementary relationship. I don't think I'm telling anybody something they don't know, but there's some people need to hear these back to basics sort of things. I don't really, who knows how this happened? Probably Jews. It's probably Jews or gay men. A lot of gay men in the putative pro-white sphere. So we definitely have pretend friends of white people trying to convince you that you're simping for women when you appreciate them for what they are. Okay. Well, you know, imagine the reverse. Oh, we do have some of that. We have women not appreciating men for what they are. Well, right. This is your country on Jews. And when the Jew plays the referee to every relationship in your culture, the Jew will prevent you from having children. The Jew will prevent you from having a home. That's the Jew's job. In case you haven't noticed, it's been Operation White Genocide. Right? Brat genocide, yo. Brat genocide. Oh, yes, in Iceland, too. Yes, they raped the, right, they raped the little Icelandic girls as well. Yeah, it's got to end. It's got to end. Everywhere America goes is a cancerous cultural influence and a violation of the laws of the country we're in. Everywhere we go. Oh, dude, Alex, you and I are actually close. I'll do like semi-doxy. It's not exactly a state secret, so I can mention I'm on the Delmarva Peninsula. I've even mentioned I'm in Delaware. So, yeah, PA not so far away. We could easily do an IRL at, who knows, some location of our choice. Yeah, somewhere we could talk. If it isn't like a conference center or something, we could just do something super casual. Meet at a, I don't know, one of these truck stop restaurants or something. Somewhere we could scope out, find a table, and just be able to, you know, chat freely without screaming. You know, no one's going to scream nigger or stuff. Well, I guess not, but yeah, that'd be the idea. And that's how it starts. Of course, we're just going to have a few ground rules. A, no real names are necessary. We just need to know how to get in touch with each other when the ADL shuts off our social media. B, no cell phones. No cell phones, none at all. No recording equipment. I'll lift my shirt and show you I'm not wearing anything. So just, you know, same goes for everyone else. No cell phones so that everyone can speak freely. It'd really be best, I don't mean to get all paranoid on you, but it'd really be best if you were to stop at the, I'd be willing to do this, stop at the truck stop or rest area exit prior to the one you're meeting at or prior to the restaurant you're meeting at and rent one of those lockers for a few hours and stick your phone in there. And this way, I'm not even going to have my phone go into the parking lot where I'm meeting people. Because the last thing I would want is to, you know, be responsible for anyone being able to track anyone because, you know, we're pressing the flesh. So there's that. And that's not even that, yeah, that's not even that wild, really. That's very limited sort of security or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. That's actually not a bad idea, Blood Axe. Let's go all the way back to if you do not own property, you can't vote. Yeah, I guess that wouldn't be a terrible thing. But now, unfortunately, white people have become so disenfranchised in this particular thing that would work against us. But yeah, if we had our own thing, I could see that being a real benefit. So there you go. Central PA. Not exactly close to the Capitol, but we can get this done. I'm willing to travel a little. Bushmaster 6A, this or operate a business that generates sales tax and no foreign person or entity can own land or businesses. Oh, God, yes, no more dual citizens. Well, my dual citizen idea has not gone away. In case you haven't been informed, I've not talked about it in a while because we're gathering the expertise. There are people who have written PMAs, which is like a private membership association. They've written the paperwork for this. It's not so much coin to get it done, a few $100. And you start in this private membership association and you can establish a set of rules that excludes people based on exclusionary criteria. Now this, because it's a PMA, would not infringe on civil rights. So this is really useful. And then this PMA could start simple, like lobbying. I know we probably won't get this this lobbying bit done, but you lobby for the purpose of releasing press releases. You lobby that anyone who gets placed in a STEM field, for example, would have their student debt forgiven. This would then allow us to make the second half of the project placing white people in a position as we issue press releases condemning universities for charging people so much and then not placing them in a career. So that's just one vector of attack, and we get to do something for white people. So we can expressly have white people apply for this and only accept white people to pursue this. We can only, we can in fact place only white people and not be violating anyone's civil rights because it's a PMA. That could be one aspect of what you do. Another aspect of what you could do is just, next election term. Not that this would be an actual third candidate, but this would be fairly inexpensive to do. and it could be terribly effective. Insinuate into the public conversation as the next voting year creeps around. Insinuate into the conversation the issue of a third party which excludes dual citizens. And instead of going negative, we could go something like positive, where we say, this is the single citizenship party. And I'm not going to say this is the greatest idea anyone's ever had, but it's a little ingenious in that it's only two steps away from talking about the Jews, and everyone will go there. Let me explain. If you're having conversations and issuing press releases and, frankly, hiring bots and influencing social media, if you're doing all of that with the aim of discussing single citizenship party as a third-party option, mind you, we're not actually running a candidate with this idea. This is like a $10,000 project. This is not meant to run a candidate. This is meant to insinuate into the public conversation about presidential elections the idea of, yeah, why the fuck do we have so many dual citizens in all these positions of power? What's up with that? That's the idea. And for somewhere around $10,000, which could be gathered pretty easily on the national stage with the PMA, we could insinuate into the public mind this notion. Now, how does it jump to Jews pretty quick if you're only discussing dual citizens? Well, guess who most of the dual citizens in positions of representation and choke points of power are? American-Israeli citizens. So that's a real opportunity. That's only two steps from discussing Jews when all the press releases that go out never even have to mention Jews. So this is an opportunity to illustrate and highlight one of the contradictions in America. So I could easily see represented, maybe this wouldn't be me, but there's probably people better suited for this. I could easily see someone in the PMA, a real handsome devil or a pretty girl, going on some of the smaller talk show things and just discussing the idea like, yeah, we're just interested in having American citizens. We don't really want dual citizens. And then the host, maybe we get lucky on a Piers Morgan or something. He's of that tier. And he would say, well, doesn't this make you an anti-Semite? And then it's easy to put someone like Piers Morgan back in the position of, whoa, 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 no one even mentioned Jews. Why are you bringing up anti-Semite? And then he would say, well, this affects predominantly Jewish American dual citizens. And we say, well, that's on them. Why are there so many of those, Piers? Like, why aren't you discussing that? Why was this not even a concern until we brought this idea up of a third party to represent people who only want single citizenship? And is it fair we have to approach a subject like this? No, but we're not in power. So that's how you do that kind of thing. Okay. And none of this is big dollar type of project expenditures. Not really. You can get a little bot campaign, influence the news cycle on social media for 24 hours. You can get that for about $5,000. Anyway, it's all doable. It'd probably be a little more if we had to hire an actor or an actress to go be the person we want representing us. Like, you want someone who's visually stunning, either super handsome or really beautiful, like striking. Because they would stand out in the thumbnails, and you could dominate a news cycle for like 18 hours or something. That would actually make a difference. Yes. Oh, look at that. Blood Axe worked in Cambridge, Maryland. See, Cambridge is pretty close to me. I could drive to Cambridge in about an hour and 20 minutes from where I am. So, yeah, we're speaking the same language. This is doable. Jew Finder General, what's up, buddy? All right. Yeah. Oh, my God, I know. That clip of that Indian eating the child shit. There must be something the Indians do, I suppose. Is this like a health check? Or maybe they believe it spiritually advances them to eat the child poo? But I thought it was the cow poo. So I can't really even track the whole thing. You know what? this is an example. This is your country on Jews. We should not be having a discussion about what the reason might be that some fucking Indian sticks his finger in his child's mustard diarrhea and tastes it. This shouldn't even be a topic of conversation, but for the fucking Jews. So thanks a lot, Jews. Thanks again, as usual. Here we are discussing eating child mustard diarrhea. You did it. All right, so those are some of the future plans, but frankly, do what you can to get the word out, because none of that happens unless I can be full-time. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. I was tired today. I was tired earlier. I had to go do something this morning that the ground should not have been frozen, but I had to do it anyway. And, yeah, listen, I don't need to make much, but I need to get by. So if I were just getting by, I could easily do this full time. And then after that, we get into the projects. We have people like D to the Bot, who said he would take rational business plans and help out with that. In other words, if someone gave him a step-by-step procedure, like here's phase one and here's the approximate cost, and so he would pitch in and do some matching funds and this kind of thing. There you go, Kick Chef. He's got my number. Kick Chef cannot believe Davis supports women running everything and divorce rape and simping. There you go. That's me. That's me. Remember, having sex with women is gay. TM Nick Fuentes. Not a fucking homo. Yes, Dan Simmons is in the house. Nice to see you, sir. Lieb Standard. I really do want to say Lieb Standard over and over again, just because I think it drives him crazy. Dan Simmons, right, OPSEC, right, that's the word. Yeah, so just leave the phone in, right, I'm not bringing the phone, if I'm ever lucky enough to meet people. Yes. Now, if I went to meet G-Man, I think G-Man would be like, don't do that, just leave your car on the phone, leave your phone in the car, that'd be fine. So I hope to be able to meet G-Man and Swampy someday. And meeting Luke is on my list. Always Honest is kind of far away, and I don't trust myself alone in a room with her. I'm kidding. Come on. But, yeah. It'd be nice to put names to faces. Here's why. If we have a network, as I've described before, that has some IRL component that can easily grow into... you have friends who are of a similar mindset. I have friends who are of a similar mindset. We get together. They get together. Maybe there's some regional discrepancies about things they agree on and disagree on. Who really cares? As long as white people are getting together. Next thing you know, they have kids and the other people have kids. And then those kids become friends. And then those kids grow up and start dating each other. Then those kids have babies. And next thing you know, everyone's in a profession that's hiring other white people. And we've made our own thing through networking. And then we're anti-fragile to Jewish influence and disproportionate Jewish power. I can't say we are impervious to Jewish power. It takes a lot to be impervious to Jewish power, but we'd be anti-fragile. And that's goal number one, just to be a little less fragile. I don't mean that insultingly. I mean, you know, anti-fragility is the, you know, the opposition of fragility. So we want to become anti-fragile. Yes. Live Standard had many snoozes today. Good for you. Naps are good. Naps are good when you need them. Boy, I needed one. I didn't get one. So that's why you might hear me sipping the coffee every now and then. There you go. They're slowly, Harry Holler mentioning Japan and diversity. They're slowly bringing diversity to Japan. I've seen videos of niggers and Muslims abusing and pestering Japanese people on public exchange. Yes, the Japanese are a polite people. Yes, of course. This is why they're easily, quote unquote, taken advantage of. The real trick is no one should be interacting with the Japanese because there should be nothing but Japanese on their public transport. Of course, this would be the way of the world. Birds with birds of a feather flocking together, all that. You can't put fucking coyotes and birds in the same subway, we know how this is going to work out. So this is another problem the Manosphere tends to have, by the way. The Manosphere would try to convince you that the Japanese have to take a hold of their machismo. They have to become Nietzschean. Okay. Well, actually, why isn't it just okay that the Japanese be Japanese people? Why do they have to be in this life and death struggle now every day to interact and advance in their own fucking country against animal-like Pajits and Muzzies? Okay, why is that? Well, because that's Japan on Jews. Okay. Now, Japanese are great warriors, but it doesn't mean they run around wild-eyed, ready to fight everyone all the time. So the Japanese should just be able to be Japanese. Americans should just be able to be Americans. White people, for God's sake, should just be able to be white people. Rico Man, what's up? Are you going to let us know, Rico Man? I'm not sure if Rico Man is a... The thumbnail throws me, the little icon throws me off. Ah, Alex Wolzlack had to go to Home Depot this morning, and the majority of employees were not white. Oh, my God. The dude by the self-checkouts was in a store scooter cart type thing and couldn't get up from it. This was an employee. He couldn't get up? Oh, my God. Okay. He had to remove an item over. Oh, no, this was someone checking out. He had to remove an item. He had to move an item over that I scanned, and he goes, "Watch your feet," and backs up to the scanner. So this is a person couldn't get out of the cart. Well, that he might need Ozempic. Frankly, if you can't get up from the cart, maybe you could do away with a little muscle mass. I don't know. Blood Axe, hire a Jeet call center to lobby public support for kicking Israel out of America. Well, that's not a bad idea, actually. It's not a bad idea. Yep, I'd be willing to do anything. For example, we've had some creative notions of IRL. I'd be willing to put an ad on social media. Boy, hopefully we wouldn't have a flash mob. But I'd be willing to pay blacks $20 per half hour to go hand out flyers. Now, it would just happen to be these flyers would be handed out in neighborhoods in or adjacent to where lots of Jews live. But that's not my problem. It's a free country, quote unquote. So I would hire them to do that. And when shit got hot, I'd just walk away. There you go. See that? We could put drones in the sky, and the condition of the $20 per half hour for the Nog would be, we got to wear this cheap, bought on Amazon body cam. Okay, now you don't get your next 20 until you come back, and the body cam is worth less than 20. Okay, so you come back and you give me the cheap body cam. We have that footage. We have the drone footage of you interacting, and then we got two camera shoots happening, and we have audio of the interaction. And why is this interesting? Well, if the Jew castigates the Negro, we have a Jew on body cam being mean to a Nog. If the Jew tells the Negro, "You're being manipulated," we have a Jew on cam telling the nigger he's stupid. And if the Jew fights the Negro, well, that's the best outcome right there. That's the best outcome. So that's a type of social engineering you can do. And just see what happens. We can get a lot of fun out of that. Lot of fun. It doesn't take much. It takes a stack of 20s, a handful of body cams, a couple of people who know how to fly drones, and bam, there it is. It's not even that creative, but just saying. Better to hire Mexicans. Niggas just throw them all in the garbage before we can view the tape. Well, that's why, Blood Axe, yeah, I already thought about that. That's why you have the drones, right? And you, this is not a secret. You tell the Nogs. No, we have drones and we're watching. If you go throw them out, you're not getting any money. You can go ahead and keep the body cam, I suppose, but good luck selling a used body cam for more than $10 on eBay. So there's that. You know, cheap Chinese body cam tested before we snap it on the nog. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, Anna. I know. The U.S. killed over 2 million Koreans, and still South Koreans are fully pro-U.S. brainwashed, and they got 36,000 soldiers are just sitting in South Korea. Well, that makes a lot of sense with the fear of North Korea. The latest bogeyman. Well, not really the latest. I should say the bogeyman in waiting. Remember, whenever things get slow in the Middle East, they cool down a little. They go back to Kim Jong-un or Il or whoever the fuck it is, and they tell you, oh, he's got a nuke. He's 5 seconds away from launching the nuke. And then they do the FUD. They rattle. They do the incantation, and the Jewish press tells you you're all going to die. So, as you know, that's how it works. Yes, South Korea is also occupied. Those people shouldn't be occupied by America. There's no reason for that. So their culture's been deformed. I'll tell you this, though. As far as films go, a lot of good South Korean films. I don't know what that means exactly. But at least whatever type of... Are they part Han or something like that? Or what are they? They have Hapa in origin or something. I have no idea. But whatever the South Korean people are, they've got a flair for the dramatic. Let's put it that way. Because a lot of good South Korean films come out of a little cottage industry down there. Harry Holler, nice. He says, you should come drink iced tea on my porch. On the porch of my Antebella home on my plantation, Davis, LOL. Yes, we'd both be in white suits. In white suits drinking mint juleps. And even though there are no black people on your plantation, we would say out loud, get back to work, niggers. See, that would make me feel good. My Colonel Sanders white suit drinking a mint julep. I don't even know what a mint julep is. It would just be awesome to drink one because that's what the Southerners did. You know, the ones who weren't Jewish. The Jewish ones were drinking Manischewitz, and they never dressed like Colonel Sanders. You know that's true. A lot of sense. Hello, dear. She says, I only have a couple of IRL friends who have a similar mindset and they live far away now. Well, that's why we need to network. So, I don't know. Maybe you wouldn't come to a meetup that were 4 hours away each direction or something. I can understand that'd be a lot for people, but I don't know. It'd be a start. Because you know what would happen is we could meet each other, network, folks would start mentioning, maybe not by name, but yeah, oh, I've got friends a little closer to you. And next thing you know, we're networking and then friends date friends and then friends marry friends. And then those people have children and then everyone begins hiring each other in their businesses or recommending each other if they work for like a town or a county or something, because that's how you get in those places. Yeah, this is what we have to do. No one's going to do it for us. And, you deserve to have, frankly, we all deserve to have people of a similar mindset around us, or at least interacting with us. It shouldn't feel like this island of fucking misfit toys. That's a Jew op. The Jews are trying to turn your country into the island of misfit toys as they tell you, oh, no, your brain is broken, white person. Your brain's broken. You are on the island of misfit toys. No kike. No kike. We're normal. I'm normal. These thoughts I have are perfectly normal. Okay? And we are not on the island of fucking misfit toys. We don't want your island of misfit toys. You're turning my country into the island of misfit toys. Okay, why is this so weird? Out of nowhere, my stream on FTJ said I'm not live right now. Isn't that wild? I'm going to refresh. It started to tell me we're going to send everyone to NNR already. How is that possible? That doesn't even make sense. redirect viewers, it says. Okay, everyone's back. I think we're still streaming. Yeah. Listen, I hope we're still on FTJ. Maybe someone go check that out with me. Oh, check it out, Bushmaster. I partied with the Japanese Airborne Brigade guys. Oh, now it's refreshing. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. FTJ, something's up. Something's up, everybody. Something's up. That's why we're on Rumble as a backup. And Odyssey, as always. Yep. And did you know? I'm going to double check. I'll show it to you if it's working tonight. Did you know Entropy? You don't have to donate to watch Entropy in the center panel. Yeah, there it is. All right. This is good. Up here. So Entropy, did you know, will show up here.
I'm going to double check. I'll show it to you.
And you can watch and listen, and you don't have to donate.
Did you know
Entropy is another backup method of...
You don't have to donate to watch Entropy in the show
panel. I realize now that that annoying Hitler graphic
is still going. Yeah, there it is.
All right. Looked at that. This is good. And... Boy, now this did a strange thing in the chat. Okay, I'm going to catch up. Katakushiro. Oh, he's speaking to, speaking to Creme de la Creme Coffee. There you go. Yes, everyone likes iced tea. We don't need to do mint juleps. Clasha, I have zero IRL friends right now. They would bring up some stupid mundane thing and talk about it, so... I would ask them their thoughts on white genocide. That's awesome. See, Clasha. By the way, Clasha deserves to have IRL friends. This is only because this is your country on Jews. They've been you do understand, Clasha, there's nothing wrong with you. Your friends have been conditioned to talk about every other fucking thing that doesn't matter. They will talk about the weather all day long. All day long. God forbid you bring up anything real. God forbid. Yes. So there's nothing wrong with you. And you know what? Doing your show might help get some IRL buddies if that were your thing. I don't know. Either way, the offer stands. There's really no pressure, but the offer stands. Help you make an intro. I'm shit on video, but I can work the fuck out of some audio. I can make you an original soundtrack type introduction. And same thing goes for you, Lot of Sense. I want more female voices out there. Even if it's just one day a week or something. How's this? I'll stop doing Sundays if one of you ladies wants to jump in on a Sunday. And then I'll spend my time Sunday just sort of getting you off the ground there, making sure everything goes well. So... I'm going to put my actions where my mouth is. So I want more female voices. I think Always Honest should have a show. I mean, I don't know why she just can't do it. She's like a Renaissance woman and she's very, very busy. But, so that's why we take her on here when we can. But, if there were a female in our thing who wanted to do a show, I am all for it. Like 100%. I'm literally excited for you. Because Susie Chan alone is not, frankly, is not the complete picture of female WN representation, right? Yeah. Ooh, freeze-dried shallot substitute. Ooh, wow. See, we're getting into it now. Ooh, dude, Twinings is the best Earl Grey. For me, too. Yep, that's just me. Katakushiro, maybe not for everyone. I know there's fancy teas, but I'm a regular guy. Nothing too fancy. I'm the guy where like one of my favorite meals is a good cheeseburger. So nothing fancy. I mean, if someone makes fancy, I'll eat it. Don't get me wrong.
Yes. Maca. Mache? I don't even know what that is. They drink matcha tea. I could tell you've had excellent chai tea combinations. Those are quite good. Yes, indeed. Well, I better get to the news soon. This is turning into a cooking show in here. Banana shallots are nice. Dude, I don't even know what's going on. What is a banana shallot? Now, hold on here. You guys are really, this is like some, am I making an ass of myself? I mean, this seems like some higher level cooking shit. I've literally never heard of a banana shallot. Ekallion shallots are crossed between onions and shallots that are larger. Now, why? I want to know what a shallot is. Okay. It's this kind of onion, although it has a banana shape. Boy, that's weird, right? Wow. Okay, listen, this is something I've never bought, never cooked with, because I'm making, like, regular food. I just make regular food. Yeah, a lot of senses there. What? Doing the mocking Lerman, yes. Uh-oh, there's an echo. Hold on. Hold on, let me make sure there's no echo now. Let me scroll down. Let me try this. Okay. Here we'll see now. Mm-mm-mm. Shake from marijuana buds makes great tea. Oh, yeah. As long as you're not smoking it. Smoking weed is nigger shit. But I understand why people sometimes need to use the THC or whatever for other things. I don't really do the condemnation on that. I know some do, but who are we kidding? The people who condemn folks and do that purity, that puritanical type shit, they're doing stuff. So, like, listen, it's good news. If you know white people and all they do is the THC thing in a gummy or something, it's like you're way ahead of the game because this is a crazy world. There's people out there. It's white people who wag their finger at you, and then you get together with them, and they're sniffing someone's coke in the corner. You're like, well, what happened? What is this now? I don't want to be around this. Shallots are milder than onions and easier to digest. Oh, interesting, when used raw. See that? Should have known. Very sophisticated audience. I do feel like a bit of a lunkhead. Everyone having their sophisticated approaches to onion soup recipes and all this. Boy, oh boy. Yes, anecdotally, now a lot of sense has an insight. This is legitimately a human insight that some will never grasp because they're so trapped in their pretend friends of white people frame. Anecdotally, all my life, the most prudish people were the most freaky and weird. Exactly. That is an observation about human nature. Most don't grasp until they're like elderly. Yes. Which is why when anyone's asked like, oh, what do you think? Should I date her? And she looks like a schoolmarm. I tell them, oh, if you find her attractive, absolutely go do that. She only looks boring. Believe me, she's got surprises for you. Yeah. Yes. And I've also known some pretty outgoing guys. And then they're all, according to, like, I dated a girl after a friend of mine. And then she was like, oh, he's so shy in the, behind the doors. So you never know. You don't know. You could have someone who's sort of an extrovert in public and then, you know, really, really shy with the girls or something. So you don't know. And, of course, no one should be condemned for all that. It's just sort of different. There's different people. But that should be a lesson, by the way, to our white guys looking for ladies. if you find someone attractive for whatever reason, you shouldn't be not interested in them because, oh, she looks like a librarian or something. Just listen. It's going to work out if you just go with your gut. Go with your white gut. No, not the Ozempic paralyzed gut. Don't listen to that. That doesn't even work anymore. You took Ozempic because you didn't want to walk your dog, and now your gut is paralyzed. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Uh-oh. A lot of sense said on the down low. Isn't that gay? That's what I heard last. Oh, it could just mean you're on the down low, like freaky or something, I guess. Yeah. Yep. Yes, or she seems uptight. Oh, my God. Yes, uptight women are the greatest. Okay, I'm not going to get into it because a lot of sense doesn't like that kind of thing. So we'll just keep going. Let's do some news anyway. We're having a great chat, but.
sorry, my voice is very raspy.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So here's what I say. Back to the news. So we have Bourbon Street analysis. We have. Oh, God. This was hilarious. Biden on the New Orleans driver. Okay. You know, when you start getting analyses from. I mean, this is ping pong for retards when your elderly president is giving analyses of the fucking New Orleans driver. Wow. I want you to hear from this full-time futurologist. Oh, I love when the system prognosticates. Oh, I love that. Are you aware there's a Chinese hack of the treasury? Whoa. Okay. It's getting interesting now. We also have something on the climate change watch. Ooh, climate change past and present. We have Celine Grounder. I think we've heard enough of her for a fucking year. She's everywhere. We played her from CNN yesterday. I'm not going to play her from CBS today. I have it, but we're not going to play it. She just says the same stuff over and over again. What I did find interesting is, you know, 60 Minutes does longer form type content, right? It's pretty interesting that has our president made any statement about the NYE terror attacks? NYE. Help me out here. I'm a little dense at the moment. Well, the way I was saying, 60 Minutes, Leslie Stahl, they finally did a full, New Year's Eve. No, I didn't. I don't believe anyone made statements about that. Unless you're referring to the Bourbon Street, New Orleans deal. Leslie Stahl and the pager plot. They've actually done a retrospective, like a full breakdown on the implications of the Israel pager plot and all of that. So very, very interesting. We should probably get to some of those. I chopped it up into about 12 different sound bites. So if they're boring halfway through, we can just toggle to the next one. We don't have to listen to the whole segment. More on the China-conducted state-sponsored cyber attack. It's being characterized as apocalyptic. Okay, well, listen, I suppose if someone hacks your treasury, yeah, that could be problematic. We have some H-1B fallout news. Oh, my goodness. The economy is questionable now, so that's why craft beer is failing. That doesn't sound meaningful to you, I know, but craft beer is a leading indicator of one thing and one thing only. People's disposable income has been reduced such that they will no longer buy their favorite craft beer. So they're reverting to more conservative beer purchases. This is a leading indicator, much like Ben and Jerry's, actually. This is going to sound weird to you, but when the sale of Ben and Jerry's increases, this is a sign that people are, quote unquote, treating themselves in a bad economy. So a person will scrimp and save on the entire food cart, right? And this is just the metrics. I'm telling you the economic metrics. And then when they pass the Ben and Jerry's, provided that's, quote unquote, on sale for $3.50 or something, which still seems like a lot, but they'll pick it up and treat themselves because in a bad economy, they can at least afford the best ice cream. See what I mean? Well, craft beer has been an indicator of the precise opposite because it's usually men interested in craft beer. So, right. Maybe you don't find this interesting, but I find it fascinating that there's this, if you put craft beer on one end of the seesaw, and then you put Ben and Jerry's ice cream sales on the other end of the seesaw, when the sale of the craft beer goes down, the sale of the Ben and Jerry's ice cream goes up. This means you are in a stagflated economy. That's what that means. So at least if you believe in the business of economic indicators having generally applicable meaning, which that's held tried and true. There used to be a cultural indicator of security and safety for children. It was called the popsicle stick test. This was an interesting metric where the number of popsicles purchased would determine the safety of that zip code in which the popsicle purchases happened. So this would be an indicator of how safe was it for a child to walk alone down to the general store and purchase an ice cream. See that? So, of course, this is now an expired indicator, but you can see how these indicators work and they become generally applicable. So you can, for example, you and I could agree that, okay, in Detroit, there's probably not a great deal of ice cream pops being sold to little white children who walk down. Right? So there you go. Okay, Greenland. The controversy around Greenland is, I don't know, are we going to buy Greenland? Who knows? Who knows how that's going to work out? But work with me here. Work with me. Let's try to do a news blitz, which means I'm going to have to ignore a few of the comments to keep my head on straight while I do this. Let me see. Ah, there you go. FTJ Spurgin' out. Yes, you got our number. We're Spurgin' out. I haven't even had time to go back and listen to that. The stream sniping, so to speak. Interesting. Yeah. I should probably just have these on hand, right? Piss stream samples. Yeah. Tuber imitations. Where is my... There they are. All right. Getting paid to drink, bro. He's spurging out. Here we go. I'm getting paid to drink, bro. There you go.
He's melting down. He's spurging out. He's spurging out.
Right.
Oh, my God. He's melting down. Blaming the victim, bro. Blaming the victim, bro.
All right, so I guess, you know, again, I've not heard it, but supposedly they're back to day drinking and stream. They're trying to resurrect the shit model they had, which, boy, there's a lot of shitty people in our thing, so maybe it'll work. I don't know. I hope it'll work, but maybe it'll work.
No, not blaming the victim, bro. He's blaming the victim, bro.
The thought. All right, so I guess, you know, again, I've not heard it,
but
supposedly
I hope it doesn't
they're
work.
Back to day drinking and stream. They're trying to resurrect the shit model they
had. Be right back.
Stay right there. I will be right back.
So maybe it'll work. I don't know.
That is the laugh of a crazy person.
It's
the laugh of a lunatic.
All right, so I guess, you know, again, I've not heard it.
I hope it doesn't work.
Fucking mute yourself for a second.
Trying to resurrect your shit model.
And I'll mute.
Stay right there.
Tell us about the tragedy of your gayness.
I don't know.
That is the laugh of a crazy person.
Complicated beer.
The laugh of a lunatic.
All right, so I guess, you know, again, I've not heard it. I hope it doesn't work. I can stop this, let me go into dynamic camera. Add this to stage. All right. Being off stage and being on stage should have fixed it. But if not, hold on. We can do better. I can go make sure FTJ is muted, and it is, thank goodness. Okay. Bam. Okay, one more thing I can do. Three dots, settings, audio, echo cancellation, and automatically adjust mic volume. There you go. Sweet. All right, we did it. This should be back, and we should be good. A lot of sense. What happens if you play Devin Lurchman backwards? Yeah, you get messages from Satan. Yes, Satan will be telling you to, I don't know, kill your neighborhood Jew. Don't kill the dogs. Don't do that. The dogs are the good guys in this story. Interesting. All right, let's hear from the mumbling, the retard. Let's know the score of Ping Pong for Retards. So why not hear Biden on the New Orleans driver? Gee, I wonder, will there be inspired by ISIS commentary? And will we be ignoring the fact that ISIS is, in fact, CIA and Mossad? Are we going to ignore that? Let's see.
Here's what we know so far. The FBI has reported to me the killer was an American citizen.
Wow. Okay, so now Biden day drinking and Brown Tuber day drinking. We got this down now.
Born in Texas. He served in the United States Army on active duty for many years.
Jesus.
He also served in the Army Reserve until a few years ago. The FBI also reported to me that mere hours before the attack, he posted videos on social media indicating that he's inspired by ISIS.
Wow.
Expressing a desire to kill. Desire to kill.
I feel that. Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of with him on that.
The ISIS flag was found in his vehicle, which he rented to conduct this attack.
Well, I wouldn't have an ISIS flag, but...
Possible explosives were found in the vehicle as well. And more explosives were found nearby. The situation is very fluid. And the investigation has a preliminary stage.
Ah.
And the fact is that right now, excuse me.
Yeah.
There you go. The law enforcement intelligence community are continuing to look for any connections, associations, or co-conspirators.
Oh, look out. John Doe number two must be wandering around. It's Oklahoma City all over again.
We have nothing additional to report at this time. The investigation is continuing to be active.
All right.
And no one should jump to conclusions.
Right.
I've directed my attorney general, the FBI director, the Secretary of Homeland Security, head of the National Counterintelligence Terrorism Center.
Jesus. Okay.
And the intelligence community.
Oh, the
intelligence. To work on this intensively until we have a full and complete information.
Yeah. Come on.
And once we have
it. This guy is comedy gold now. Is he not? Believe it or not, you're going to miss this guy. That is fucking hilarious. I mean, it's just sort of what a joke this country is. Yes, trust the FBI. They have a great track record. They told us. They told us that the contents of Hunter's laptop was Russian disinfo. Yeah, Kick Chef, John Diddly Doe. That's good. John Diddly Doe.
Information. I will share the information as soon as we can confirm it.
As soon as we can confirm it. That's pretty good.
Additionally, we're tracking the explosion of a cyber truck outside the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas.
Ooh, yeah, okay.
Law enforcement and the intelligence community are investigating this as well, including whether there's any possible connection with the attack in New Orleans. Thus far, there's nothing to report on that score at this time.
Oh, on that score. Yeah, because we're just keeping score. That's how it goes. All right, you asked for Lerman in reverse. Here we go. What you say.
It was happens.
There was a little cat boy that was towering the same. And there was a little tool shed where he made us up a sense.
It's my sweet sin. There was a little man, for it made me sick. How did he sing? It deals with him, 666. There was a little cool shed where it made us up a sad Satan.
You what?
Right, yes, I was in Led Zeppelin. Yes, right. That was more of a challenge from years ago. Between a group of friends, we were flirting with doing this idea of like a movie podcast, and somehow talk about reviewing music came up, and then next thing you know, we were discussing how Led Zeppelin actually had better lyrics backwards. And so, yes, I made the point by saying it's actually a better song backwards. It's more interesting lyrics. Not that I'm a devil worshiper, but, you know, that was pretty interesting. Much better lyrics backwards. No one can deny it. Oh, before we get into the news block, which I promise you I'm going to race through. Here we go. There we go.
Fuck you, pay me.
What? This kid.
Fuck you, pay me.
Well, I'm going to get the bar of soap.
Fuck you, pay me.
Okay. We'll go back to, oh, Goonie, Looney Coons. I like this guy. What's up, you little mug? Look at this little guy. All right. He's cute. Yes, if we had, if the South had won, a lot of things would be different. You fucking know that shit. God damn. Yes, imagine if we still had segregation. Boy, would life be better. Indescribably better. It's quite an interesting story about how, yes, about all how all that happened. Lincoln, clearly not anyone's favorite, but you know, he did print the greenback per his powers of the presidency, and Jews did not like that they could not give him high interest loans, and yeah. Cause and effect. As we were saying, I should probably leave. FTJ popped up. Ooh, Jew Finder General. Dropping the knowledge. We like to see that. Nice. You got the redirect too. That's fucking crazy. Everyone, make sure you stay here. I have no idea how that happened. I need to tell Josh Who about it. Real quick, what is this? Oh, my God. Look at the fucking Heritage Foundation bullshit. Wildcats for Israel. Chabad at U of A. This is a poisonous outfit, the Heritage Foundation. That's why if there were one scrappy little PMA that served as a clearinghouse to advance white interests. And you know what? You might get, this sounds way out there, but if we had a hole in the wall somewhere in DC, eventually if we got there, renting even like a tiny storefront, this all begins with one billionaire. Now, as you can see, you really need like minimum, you need maybe 20, 30 billionaires to actually be in your corner to get elected. But if we had one billionaire, one multimillionaire, you could even just change the messaging game. I'm not suggesting anyone gets elected without 20 or 30 billionaires, but we're not interested in that. I want this country to implode. I don't want to get someone fucking elected And a sure way to implode this country is to exercise our own strategy of tension by highlighting the contradictions in this country and saying, so all you pro-America conservatard motherfuckers, you have no problem with dual citizens? Hold on, let me get this straight. And that's how you highlight contradictions. Next thing you know, you're on C-SPAN on a talk show, and you look more reasonable. And that's a public relations win, because the game is about perception management. And why is the game about perception management? Well, that's easy. This is about narrative control. Narrative control. Right? I think we can all agree on that.
Yes.
So Jew finder general, queen, and otherwise the dust has bat. Yes, you know what? That's a pretty funny backward thing that happens in Another One Bites the Dust. That is, I remember that now. NNR, what's up, buddy? He says, the viewers have been on a light, let me take a sip of coffee. Everyone's going to think I'm drunk. I'm just exhausted. Hold on. Okay. Praise Jesus. Fueled by the hatred of Jews, Davis Lerman. The viewers have been a light. Oh, I did it again. God, a lot tighter on the support after the retard war caused by a Converso and a Michelin team of crypto Jews destroyed the Odyssey scene and blamed us for it. Funny, all these noticers still haven't figured out that those two scammer faggots played them all. Isn't that wild? NNR, if you told me this would be our future just a few months ago, I would tell you, come on now. No way. Come on. And in case you don't know, Nick literally tried to tell everyone this is your future. And some didn't listen. Some tried to be the nice guy. My hand's up right now. And yeah, if we just had listened to him out of the gate, we might be done with them by now. But alas, this is why we live and learn. And now I defer. I literally defer on confusing matters of piss stream or anything else like that. I'm Flood Tribe. I'm in the NNR army. Case closed. They never lied to me. And they usually have shit figured out before everyone else does. So why would that's my heuristic? Why wouldn't that just be my heuristic? Right? Yeah. Oh my God. Lincoln's wife saw Lincoln holding hands with some man and they slept in the same bed. Oy, oy, oy. You know, it just figures he was a big fag. Yep. Ooh, I like that. The idea of canes. Yeah. Because this is where you get within a cane's length as a reference. My grandmother had a friend in MS who carried a cane in the 1950s and 60s. And if a Negro came within a cane's length of her in public, she swung the cane and hit the nog in the head with it. Well, that's what you have to do. That would be how you, that's how you handle it. That's how you handle it. So thanks for the $5 dono, NNR. We really do appreciate that. I know I don't deserve donos from other streamers. That's kind of crazy. I really appreciate that. These guys are, they're better than me. I can admit this. And they also give back. So, we got a good scene here. It's worthy of defending and preserving. And frankly, there would be no scene if no one minds me fanning his balls temporarily. There'd really be no scene if it weren't for some of the startups, the early startups like NNR. And, all right, be nice. No one attack him. I know some people, he's not their cup of coffee. Well, you're not his. He's not a big fan of everybody either, but he moves forward with professionalism. So anyway, when some guys were still figuring it out, he was way ahead of the game. So good on him. And that's why there is a scene to even piggyback on. So there you go. And the great irony is, P.S., there would be no piss stream if it weren't for NNR. And he'll explain that on his own some other time. How wild is that? Uh-oh. FTJ's acting up again. The hell's going on here? Hey, yes, yes, yes. Let me refresh. This is insane. I don't know what's going on here. Wow. All right, am I still on Odyssey? Let me go double check Odyssey. Okay, I'm still on Odyssey. That's good. I mean, it's good to be somewhere. And, yep. Okay, still on Rumble. Okay, so this is not a StreamYard thing. This is an FTJ thing. That's a shame. So FTJ was acting weird. Yeah, it is good here. So we're just going to proceed as if everything's normal, right? So that's what we should do. Look at this. We're having trouble streaming to your FTJ destination. Yeah, no shit. Part of the problem. I wonder if we're under attack. Yeah. Well, as long as we're good here. So we'll persist. How's that sound? We're going to do what we do. I think there was one or two messages I might have missed on FTJ before it went down. Yes, look at that. When is NNR's big show? I hardly think I'll be stepping on his toes. All right, Bourbon Street analysis. Let's do it.
For insight into the ongoing terrorism investigation, we're joined by Bruce Hoffman, Senior Fellow for Counterterrorism and Homeland Security at the Council.
Oh, Bruce Hoffman. Interesting. We couldn't find a goy.
On foreign relations. He's advised the CIA and has studied terrorism and insurgency for 5 decades. Bruce, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Oh, 5 decades is code word for he's a counter-jihad propagandist for Mossad.
The suspect was an army veteran and he had an ISIS flag in his truck, according to authorities. How significant is it that he had that ISIS flag and what else stands out to you?
The ISIS flag is enormously significant because it's very clear he was trying to situate this act of violence in a political context, indeed in a terrorist context, and show allegiance or support of ISIS's aims.
Yeah, we get it. Wow. So like Captain Obvious here is the master of all things intelligence, we're to believe. I mean, really, these Jews are consistently unimpressive.
Law enforcement has said that they don't believe that the suspect, Samsua Jabbar, was acting alone. So what can we infer so far from what we know about who else might be involved or what this means?
This is what's so alarming about this particular incident.
Okay, engage FUD. Fear, uncertainty, doubt. Super alarming.
It wasn't just a matter of someone getting in a truck and driving from Texas to Louisiana and carrying out an attack. It's believed that at least two other improvised explosive devices were found in the French Quarter of New Orleans, and that several other men and a woman have been captured on video planting them there. So this suggests some conspiratorial dimension to the attack, which means that this may not be isolated.
Right. Authorities did say in the last few hours, though, that they're not sure if that man and woman were involved or connected to the suspect. But there's a lot that we still don't know. And again, based on the information that we have so far, how likely is it that the suspect was inspired or directly linked to ISIS?
Okay. Softballs, softballs. A lot of softballs. I'd say unbelievable, but here we are. You did learn from it. Did you know about the other improvised explosives? That's interesting. Well,
it's difficult to say. It's clear that he was going through some personal crisis. He had financial problems, for example. He was recently divorced.
Okay, so that's like 50% of the country. Interesting.
He's a recent convert to a religion, for example. All of those things may have...
Oh, which religion? Huh. That's weird. So this is good, by the way, if we can start recording... religious radicals. Maybe we'll begin talking to the Lubavitchers.
Played in his mind of doing something daring, dramatic, and violent that would all of a sudden catapult him into some sort of infamous notoriety. But no.
Okay, this is where they put the dead person on the couch and they do the Jewish psychology metrics here. Oh, yes, we know he was interested in being famous. Well, how do you know this? Was there a manifesto? Did he say, I'm doing this to become famous? This is usually what they do. They fill in the blanks. Who knows why this happens? I don't know. Is it an episode of 24 with Jack Bauer when I was a kid? Is this the Mossad has this dude's grandmother tied to a chair somewhere? And if you don't go do this, then they're going to kill your grandma. Who the hell knows? I have no idea. Guess what? My stupid guess is just as good as this Jew's guess because we're both guessing.
A variety nonetheless, as opposed to having been a failure at everything else that he's tried. And what we know from the recruitment and radicalization of individuals is that members of terrorist organizations, handlers, play on individuals' personal weaknesses or their personal traumas and attempt to get them to engage in acts of violence that in normal circumstances they might not never have contemplated.
Oh, see, he's actually doing the thing. He's doing the bit where he's like, yeah, this guy is a victim. The guy who did it's a victim. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, we have seen the images, but when someone starts treating a person like they have no agency, you can assume that's not the white assailant. That'd be the black one, right?
I think the biggest question is, was this a broader conspiracy? And who are the fellow conspirators? And what conceivably might be next?
Wow. What would we do without this deep analysis? Oh, you don't say. We should be doing that, huh? Wow. Like, anyone who's watched an episode of fucking Psych or Monk can figure that out. Like Harry Holler says, yeah, good thing the $300 billion annual budget for the FBI, yes. So we can employ Captain Obvious here and a bunch of badged up retards to go do what they do. Oh, and let's not forget the FBI loves to hire weirdos who are on power mad, nihilistic trips, especially the ones that beat their wives and hide rainbow dildos in their drawers to sexually harass the people around them, you know, at the office. Totally cool. A lot of drinking at the office. FBI is fucked top to bottom. That's the first place Trump should, if he were a real president, he would firebomb the FBI building. That's what he would do. Like a flea bomb, except you just firebomb the whole thing. Tell him, get the fuck out. You're not hired anywhere. And P.S., your last paycheck was in that building. So fack off.
I would say, secondly, it's whether that explosion, a very mysterious explosion of a cyber truck outside of a Trump-owned hotel in Las Vegas, is in any way connected to this event as well. It seems odd that two electric vehicles are involved in explosions on the same day.
Everyone noticed that. Yes, real pattern seeker there. Interesting. The Jew can see patterns when he feels like it. That's pretty wild. What do you think a full-time futurologist would say about the here and now and the future of the here and now?
Let's look forward. Can you paint a picture for us of what, if we survived, and perhaps we will in this new world, to 2125, what our world would be like?
Well, let's just look at 2050 first, because that...
Oh, there you go. Right. That's how you predict the future for 2025. First, you predict 2050.
It gives us a good clue just how far away 100 years is going to be. 2050 is only 25 years away. Mm. We will have direct links between our brains and computers by then. And by then, the computers will be hundreds or maybe even millions of times smarter than we are with their very advanced conscious AIs. And if you've got access to that, it basically multiplies your IQ by about 1,000. You just add an extra 2 or 3 digits onto your IQ.
Oh, really?
In the same time frame.
That's not actually how IQ works. IQ is not about information retention necessarily, or even information access. Certainly not. So, great expert. Yeah, full-time futurologist, this Ian Peterson is. Wow. Maybe he's related to Dr. Peterstein.
You have the ability to link your brain to the computer so well.
As you've said.
That 99% of your thoughts will happen inside the computer. And when your body dies.
This is great. Yeah. So the thoughts will happen inside the computer. Now, listen, I don't pretend to be the smartest guy in the room, but is that really the best way to put it as an academic? 90% of your thoughts will happen inside the computer. What? Sounds like my six-year-old niece explaining something.
Of old age, and you get cremated. It doesn't really matter. You can just carry on using the 99% which you've already got running in the computers. Go back to work on Monday morning, hire an android, and you're back in the real world.
Oh, he's got it all figured out. So you're going to hire an android. I don't know how that works, by the way. He said hire an android. I guess you rent a robot to go in your place to work because you're hungover. So, I mean, what is he talking about?
So that's the kind of world we're looking at in 2050. You will have virtually electronic immortality, vastly superhuman IQs, and you'll even start to get some basic superpowers because we can modify your genetics in the 2050 timeframe too.
Oh, superpowers. Okay, we have to stop this. This is just... Yes, Walther Mauser figures out exactly why I'm playing it. Futurologists is just a Jewish creation. They need to fucking go... No one has ever said anything of any interest who is a fucking futurologist. And when Michio Kaku plays one, when he takes a break from selling everyone multiple universes or string theory or whatever the fuck he's up to, when he takes a break from that grift, he'll get on the futurology trip. They're all always wrong. You're not going to have your fucking gay space communism. You're not going to have your slick, clean, futuristic cities. You won't be having niggers coding JavaScript on Elon Musk's moon bases. None of this is happening because the niggers will be in the cities. Okay? You're not getting food delivered by robot dog. The niggers will beat the dog. The niggers will rip the legs off of the robot dog. They'll steal the food out of the back. Then they'll beat white people with the dog legs. Food will not be coming through a chute. Your Taco Bell is not going to be coming in through the wall and shooting out onto a plate in your little, in your high-tech space communist hovel. None of that's happening because niggers will interdict the food in the tubes. You can't have anything nice because of niggers. And P.S., no one will be able to afford these gay space communist cities anyway because... In the future, everyone's predicting you haven't got rid of Jews yet. So if you get rid of Jews and you get rid of the blacks, you can literally live in grace and comfort upon the face of the earth, wherever the fuck you are. White people can do that. So futurologists, fuck off unless you're going to talk about Nogs and Kikes. Nogs and Kikes. Anglo-Christian says, AIS covering Callahan's show from last night, but the Trogs won't call in. Yeah, they're trying to resurrect this business model. I haven't had time to go listen because I know this shocks AIS. I remember him commenting, Lerman's on a lot. What is this guy not? How's he do it? What is he making, like $20 a show? Yeah, I do it. I work. I have a job. And then after the job, I come do this. That's how I do it. What a fucking douche. All right. What's up, Waffen? Mm-hmm. Yes, and then our rulers will use the niggers' criminal behavior as justification for further draconian laws curtailing our liberty. That's exactly how it's worked so far. Why would they change that? Right? Why would they change that? Granted, Tuber's deep dives were retarded, but required a little effort. Well, hardly. I've heard him do a deep dive, and boy, oh boy. Was that disappointing? Those were dip dives where he just put his one dirty reeking toe in the pool of information. Dip dives. Fucking deep dives. Yes, ban niggers. Thank you. See, for people who don't think women have good decision-making, we could put a lot of sense in charge of the Nigger Ban Bureau. Oh, what do you do for a living? Well, I work for the Nigger Ban. I actually run the Nigger Ban Bureau. Yeah. And she'd also be banning pretend friends of white people and fags who say that caring for your women is gay. There you go. He's Mexican anyway, isn't he? I mean, Nick Fuentes is fucking Mexican, so what's the point? I don't really understand the fucking point in pretending. Yeah, we probably need to go harder on the pretend friends of white people because they're a real fucking problem. a real problem. Nick Fuentes is actually shaping the public consensus of sort of white rights and white advancement in the youth culture, which is insane. If you think about that, that fucking dude is programming our youth culture. Like, I don't know. We better get ahead of it. This is why I encourage, please, someone, everyone, ladies, anybody. If we had a smart, attractive girl going up against Nick Fuentes, I think that girl could win. Yeah. And this would be great fucking news. This would be great news. I could see the angry old Fuentes listeners saying, like, oh, you're over there simping, bro. You're simping. Okay, whatever. Or some youth culture guy. Is there some kid out there who wants to do streaming up against Fuentes? I don't know. It needs to happen, though. It needs to happen. You can't have Nick Fuentes programming your putatively WN, your supposedly WN youth culture sphere. Does not bode well for us, by the way. They're going to come over here with lots of priors, and those priors will be almost impossible to extricate normal white people from those priors. Yeah. All right. Oh, interesting. We mentioned the Chinese hack of the Treasury.
To a major breach at the Treasury Department, officials saying a China-sponsored hacker gained access to Treasury workstations and documents earlier this month. Our Elizabeth Schulze is in Washington with the latest. Elizabeth, good morning.
Okay, we have more on that later, but I just find that really, really interesting. So, it shows America is essentially a soft target. I mean, do you understand how secure our Treasury should be? I think it goes without saying that a nation's Treasury should be impossible to hack, okay? That should be impossible. But this is not a serious country. Is this an indication that Jews are leaving America in a dead cat bounce? Are we looking at the dead cat literally has already dropped off of the skyscraper, just bouncing about 18 feet off the ground, and that's leading into the inauguration of Donald Trump? I don't know. Or will Jews ride this thing till the wheels come off, trying to send all our boys and our girls now to go fight and die for fucking Israel? I don't know. I don't have all the answers, but when your treasury is fucking hacked, think about this. Think about what has just happened. The supposed worst foreign actor on the planet, China's the greatest threat, was hacked by China. Unfucking real. This country's a joke. I'd like to say we deserve everything they get, but I don't know, you know, because we're in this too. So while I cheer for the destruction of America, I fear for the effect it'll have on our people. I think I'm allowed to do both. I'm allowed to do both. I'm doing both. Wow.
New laws are now in effect in California designed to curb crime in the state.
Oh, this should be good.
Megan Myskowski with Cap Radio has more from Sacramento.
Together, the new California laws make it easier to combine similar crimes and charges, even across jurisdictions. They also raise penalties for felonies, including for damage done during retail theft. And they make it a crime to break into an unlocked car and add new requirements for third-party sellers on websites like Amazon.
Yes, this is going to go nowhere because it's about choke points of power. You can change all the Cali laws you'd like about trans-jurisdictional. You can stack the fucking felonies. You can increase the penalties for felonies. If your fucking DAs are still going to be the George Soros-appointed DAs, then you're just up Schitt's Creek without a paddle. That's just how it is. So this takes a rooting out of the Jew and a jailing of criminal nogs. Simple as.
You know, in 2010, Al-Qaeda came out in Inspire magazine and asked people to start using vehicles to ram. They, in fact, named the F-350 specifically as a heavy-duty weapon that could be used by their people. And then that was added to by the Islamic State. And so it's not something that we should be surprised by.
No, well, of course, no one is surprised, but yes, you remember, the car attacks are nothing new, really, especially by angry Nogs. Nothing new. A lot of sense. Talking shit about Robert Pyle, too. I don't get that at all. There's such a group of haters now. Yeah, I don't get that either. Robert Pyle is pretty fucking awesome. What's the issue here? Harry Holler. There's a U.S. Navy recruitment office in California that speaks only... What the fuck? Speaks only Mandarin and has only Han Chinese recruiters. Yeah, you know, I'm back on the we get what we deserve. That's insane. That's insane. Yeah, I have no idea why people would talk shit about Pyle. He seems like a great guy. They're just fucks up. They're fuck ups. They're seething, dilating fuck ups. Got one is a meaty breasted zilch with garden hose arms. The other one is a literal fucking non. They are monkeys flinging turds. Well, correction. Hold on here. AIS is like a monkey flinging turds. Tumor, brown tumor, is actually like a rooster crowing upon a pile of his own dung. He thinks he's built a fucking empire or whatever the fuck he's doing over there with this shit business model of his. If this motherfucker gets back to making $1,800 a show, we're gonna have to take drastic measures here. It isn't that I'm never gonna be getting that $1,800. I understand that. It's not that. It's when you get white people to invest in stupid ideas like that, they then begin to have this idea that they can never admit they were wrong. And so that it re-indemnifies, it reifies their belief system in following a retard like Tumor. And once that cycle starts, man, you're never going to get them out. We're going to lose more people if this starts up again, and we can't fucking have it. We can't fucking have it. Me, bleep. And they hate Serb for banning them. Yes, of course they do. Yes, Serb me bulls banhammer. Exactly. I wish you could just take a sledgehammer to the, first to the feet and then to the hands of these turd-flinging monkeys and roosters crowing upon the piles of their own dung. That'd be good. But we're not allowed to do that. We're not allowed. This would be illegal. Of course, after you smash the hands and the feet with the sledgehammer, I'd like to give them a whiff of smelling salts and be like, no, you're still with us. Stay with me. Okay, there's more to come. And then you can swing the sledgehammer where you'd like. I'd like to see if I could bash a human in the collarbone with a sledgehammer and see if that would collapse the entire shoulder, like move it down like something out of a horror movie where it would just shift down a foot and a half. You know, make him look like he's in a funhouse mirror. And then give him some more smelling salts and be like, look, it's like you're in a funhouse. And then smash away some more. That's what I'd like to do. Lerman, you seem kind of nuts. Yeah, it's driving me nuts. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. All right. D to the bot. This is what a dono is. Hold on. In case anyone here's forgot. Okay, that's pretty good. D-bot probably noticed we're not on FTJ. FTJ has been attacked for some reason. Interesting. There's been a coordinated DDoS attack. At the same time, there's been a resurgence of the piss stream business model. Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you, D-Bot. D-Bot's show on the way. D-Bot's tried everything. He's tried to do matching donos. He's tried to pay per person who calls in. So he's sort of an exciting supporter. D-Bot's got ideas, and we like his ideas. So there you go. Oh, for those not in the know, I've spoken with D-Bot. I've seen D-Bot on video. D-Bot looks like my relatives when we meet for a family gathering. D-Bot celebrated Christmas since he was a young child. So, yeah. Ironically, D-Bot, more white than anyone in the piss streams. There you have it. Yes. It's our Achilles heel. What's that? I don't know who's talking about what anymore. It's super confusing. Serbian bull, let the trog seethe and cope. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We do like giving attention when it's appropriate and funny. Like, I can have a good time with, as you know, I can have a good time with that. No problem. The only reason I wanted the link to go back and check them when they were sniping my show is because I was trying to drop visual treats for them to catch, and I was playing them some of the bits that mock them. That's why I was I want to see their reaction to my mockery, because when I know they're sniping, I'm definitely dropping some of the tuber imitations, and of course some of the Andrew Dice Hans or the Zyklon Dice Hans bit. That's what I enjoyed doing. Here's one of the good ones here. I think this is, yeah, here we go. Oh, here we go. A little limerick for tuber and AIS.
Hickory dickory dock, cucks on tubers cock. Wignats are gay, but there's more to say. All I'm saying's in shock.
There you go. Hey, everybody.
Hey, white tubers changing his color from brown to blue. He needed the money.
You get it? It's blue like B-L-E-W. You get it? Yeah.
A-I-S, your mom called. Your hot pockets are ready.
Yeah.
A figgity faggity fee. A-I-S is freaking gee. His daddy's still tuba, who holds a rubber luga while pretending he's white as can be. Oh!
Yeah, he's fucking faggots. Yeah.
What are you, a chomo? Oh!
Douchebags. <Yeah. laughs>
What are you, the schizo postmaster general?
Yeah, well, they are. Yeah, actually, they are, actually. They are the schizo postmaster general. Because they talk about Sabbatee and Frankism. You know, read a book. There's a very good book on Sabbatee and Frankism all about the originators of that very small cult. It'll tell you everything you need to know. The world is not run by Sabbatee and Frankists. You know, it's a big distraction, big distraction. Yep. So anyone else wants to imitate our man D to the bot, he refuses to change his name. But I think it'd be a pretty great screen name. D-2-the-bot. D-2-the-bot. All right. What's this all about? For some reason, I'm not getting X either. Okay. Oh, now I am, thank God. Inconvenient Truths by Jennifer Zhang. Holy shit, she's got the recruiting office. Look at this fucking insanity. This is nuts. It must be seen to be believed. Let me just do this here. Wow. And here's the video. U.S. Army Recruiting Office on U.S. soil. This is the fucking shit happening. Wow. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Well, you know what's coming now, don't you?
Yes, I'm going to have to insist.
Fuck you, Tammy. All
right, let's watch your mouth, kid.
Fuck you, Tammy.
Yeah, we got it. We got it.
Fuck you, Tammy.
Mm-hmm. Here you go. Sinead made this for me years ago when I was still in her good graces. We should make a jingle for Tuber and AIS.
Controlled opposition shields.
Yeah, it used to be a little habit. We point out the controlled opposition shills, but now they're so obvious you don't really need to point them out. It's pretty obvious to everybody that we have controlled op shills in our midst. Climate change, past and present, here we go.
How well did the fight against the changing climate go in 2024?
Well, because this year was the hottest on record for the second consecutive year.
Oh my gosh, they keep doing this again. Hottest on record. Okay, well, this is called a measurability problem, right? If you've only started measuring since a certain year, when you say hottest on record, it just means really a handful of years in comparison to the existence of the Earth. Makes it sound very final and complete as well. Like, whoa, hottest on year. Hottest on year since what?
And next year is predicted to be in the top three. We're now flirting with increases in global temperatures that will exceed the goal we set in the Paris Agreement, trying to keep it to 1.5 degrees Celsius warming. We're now going past that on a monthly basis. So it's not in the right direction, and we can't forget.
Okay, so it's not in the right direction. Of course, this is all smokescreen. It's a smokescreen. It used to be they were afraid of another great ice age. Then they told you it's about greenhouse gases. Now it's sort of still about greenhouse gases, but then they overlaid that ozone destroying business. They've gotten off that a bit, and they're back to it's about gases. But now they want to financialize the air you breathe and the CO2 you expel. And they're telling everyone that's about a CO2 business model. Okay, well, you know. This is not going to go well. Yeah, this is not going to go well.
Big green lash from the U.S. election of Donald Trump, of course, who's signaling he'll cut climate incentives and tap down enthusiasm for renewable energies. We spoke to
Renewable energies has really been another scam. Now, not that I'm against. If there's a white person out there who's making a living, if you're feeding your wife and your kids by, you know, whatever, selling solar panels or some climate change related thing, like, you do you. That's great. I'm not ideological about it. I just think we need to see what this shit's for. From the beginning, this has all been about a land grab or a cash grab. And since Maurice Strong and his UN connections, he's dead now, of course, but Maurice Strong has a foundation. Since they've already grabbed up a lot of key lands that they were, quote unquote, protecting for the environment, ended up in private hands. Interesting. Now they're doing the cash grab portion of it because this is late stage America. America's in the late stages of capitalism. And I think for all the world, it's obvious to see this is a Jew cash grab. And so they're going to try to financialize every single aspect of the economy. And this is part of their Reagan 2.0 plan, except who was it who said, maybe it was Serbian Bull who said, instead of trickle down, it's going to be tinkle down economics. Tinkle down. Interesting. Yes, the asphalt around the thermometers increases every year. I'm wondering what could be happening. Right, exactly. This is the other thing, is where you take the fucking measurements makes a big difference. So if you're NOAA, climate fucking measurement thermometers are all on airplane tarmacs, like, yeah, that's going to be hotter, significantly hotter than everywhere around it. And you make that a part of your data, now you have a flawed data set. And that's the point. The point is to have flawed data so you have a justification for monetizing, financializing every single molecule on the fucking earth, which is what these kikes would love to do. They would love to do that. You think they love being the referee between two white people trying to date or fall in love or whatever? Oh, no, no. The real power Jews know is to
be the middlemaning, literally running the game, running the gambling table on financializing every aspect of the world, not just your economy. And if you think the Jews have been spinning the roulette wheel of commerce thus far, you ain't seen nothing yet. 2025 is going to be fucking wild. That's why we had better, if you don't support me, go support someone who's doing pro-white shit, because it's just us doing this. It's us doing this. Us is us. There is no one else. No one is coming to help you. Donald Trump's not coming to help you. No one's coming to help you. Okay? We got to do it. And if all we end up doing is getting white people some jobs and having a few white people fall in love and make babies, like, we're way ahead of the game. I think we could do a lot more than that, frankly, but I think just that, if that's all we did, I would, and of course, speaking truth to Jewish power without fear, that's really important because it makes Jonathan Greenblatt shake in his little kike boots. He hates you saying the fucking truth about Jews. He fucking hates it. He doesn't just hate it. He's afraid of it because he knows something a lot of pretend friends of white people evidently don't. Jonathan Greenblatt knows that which is unspeakable soon becomes unthinkable. And he would love you to not even be able to think about Jewish power. That's the goal. That's the goal. So that alone is why programming like this is important. It isn't just for a sense of community. It isn't just to be informed. It isn't just to share information. I learned from you guys as well. It's not just all that. No, no, no. The real trick is speaking truth to Jewish power without fear alone is really important. Not to mention, we're doing good work here indoctrinating people with a revolutionary mindset, because the time will come when our 11-year-olds, like in Ireland, will have to be lighting and throwing Molotovs. That time is coming. Sure, it's not yet, but yeah. SB, last year was hot as fuck, wasn't it? Tell you what, I wouldn't want to be one of those roofers. Being a roofer in the heat seems like a nightmare job. Whew. Talk about stroking out. Yes. See, Harry Holler. Exactly. On the same page. There is nothing we could do to hurt the Jew more than just helping a struggling white person. Yes, exactly. Yes, exactly. I think we'll do more than that, but I'm just saying this is where it starts. And if that's all we did, I'd put my head on the pillow knowing, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You did good, Lerman. Well, you did all right. I guess, you know, you did okay. Climate change, past and present. Should we hear more? I don't know. Let's give it another 30 seconds.
Anya J. She's the executive director of the Sunrise Movement in the U.S.
Oh, there's a Sunrise Movement. This should be good.
We have 6 years left to decarbonize this country and turn.
See that? Okay. Remember, it used to be prognostications of we have 5 years left. We have 3 years left. We have 2 years left. They did the thing where they told you you have 20 years left, and then that came and went. And now the new number is six. 6 years left. If you don't decarbonize, now it's decarbonize. Okay. If you don't decarbonize after 6 years, we're all going to die. Wow. Wow. Check it. D-Bot's the only one helping out here. Serbian Bill gave $3, so I shouldn't say the only. D-Bot says, I caught a piece of stainless steel auto trim I was polishing today. It caught and shredded two of my fingers. Fuck, dude. Huge gas, flooding blood. I wrapped with masking tape and a paper towel, considering super glue, but I said, fuck it. Finished part and finally went home. No ER docs. That's how D-Bot rolls. Yeah, D-Bot, I tried to tell everybody that you're a true, like a working class. The dude's like an old hard ass. You know when people say, you see like an old tough dude who like knocks a nigger out on the city bus or something. And then people are like, well, they don't make him like that anymore. D-Bot's the guy where they don't make him like that anymore. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, you don't have to take my word for it, but like I said, he voluntarily turned on the camera and gave me a profile check. And he just seems like, he's just a cool older dude. Like, we'd all be lucky to have D-Bot as a grandfather figure or something, or as a father figure. So I'm just saying, we have incredible people in our thing, I guess is what I'm saying. Uncle A's Ice Cream Shop. What's up, buddy? Nice, nice. Yeah, but D-Bot should maybe get the cut looked at. I've done the glue thing, and that's never worked out for me. What happens is the gash, you can hold it together and you can get the glue on there, right? But what happens is it heals wrong. So it begins to heal everywhere but where you glued it, right? And next thing you know, you have this like this tiny, I don't know what you call it, like a Grand Canyon in your finger. It heals all wrong because none of the glued up flesh is healing properly. So this is not good. You should probably really go get it looked at. Yep. Yeah. I remember that. Yep. He called out Tuber and said, let's meet at White Rabbit Radio. And Tuber didn't, he did not attend. Canada Watch.
At first, reading about it was a bit of a shock.
Charging up his EV in Edmonton, Eugene Misakwe says cost savings are what attracted him to electric vehicles. First announced last February, the $200 annual EV tax will be paid by drivers when they register their vehicles, on top of the existing registration fee. The United Conservative Party government says it's justified because electric vehicle owners don't pay the provincial tax on gasoline. The government also says EVs tend to be heavier, causing more wear on roads. But critics say the tax punishes people whose vehicles pollute less.
The vehicle pollutes less. This is a big myth, by the way. If you add up the pollution, quote-unquote, required for the processing of batteries and the creation of a vehicle, it's not really coming off the lot, actually. A lot more pollution is required. A lot more dirty groundwater with heavy metals in it from processing related to those big, beautiful batteries. So, yeah, that's not true. I wonder how long the myth of the EV will be with us. I do wonder. All right, should we get into the Leslie Stahl, the pager plot? So we have an autopsy on the pager plot. We have Mossad saying the world is our stage. Oh, boy. Yeah, so should we hear more about the China state-sponsored conducted cyber attack? I don't know. That's tempting. I do want to hear about that, though. More terrorism experts. That's interesting. Giving the business of... Yeah. Harry Holler said, Floppa was going to meet at White Rabbit Radio, got in the car on his way, stopped at the liquor store, and never arrived. That's pretty good. That's good. Yeah. Oh, that's right, Dan Simmons. Electricity comes from fairies, Davis. Exactly. Yep. And by that, he means homosexuals on bicycles generating power. Or like those weird South Park dildo bikes. Yeah. All right. I do want to hear more about this.
The U.S. Treasury Department says Chinese hackers gained access to its computers in a state-sponsored cyber attack. In a letter to Congress, Treasury officials revealed that the breach happened earlier this month when hackers exploited third-party software to infiltrate several workstations. China has denied any involvement in the attack and says it opposes all forms of hacking.
I love it.
We've stated our position many times regarding such groundless accusations that lack evidence. China has always opposed all forms of hacker attacks, and we're even more opposed to the spread of false information against China for political purposes.
I love that. That's pretty great. I like when states feed us back our own state bullshit or propaganda. This is great. We don't know what you're talking about. We don't even support those kind of attacks. It totally wasn't us. Totally.
is.
Let's get more on this with Ryan Kallenber, who is Chief Strategy Officer at Proofpoint, a U.S.-based cybersecurity company. He joins us now from Silicon Valley in California. Ryan, in simple terms, how did the hackers do this, and what data were they able to steal?
So the simplest way I can explain it is that a large organization like the Treasury Department is going to have to manage thousands of computers. And it's going to have to do that remotely because you can't simply walk down the hall and get an IT person to help you anymore. In order to do that, they...
Yeah, because we're doing, doing all these H-1B visas and they're on contract to sit in their free apartments and I guess do nothing actually protecting the Treasury, which is, yeah, kind of great. It's kind of great. It's a joke of a country, so it's good we look like a joke. The worst case scenario would be to be the joke we are and look like a real country, so we don't want that.
They have specialized software that does what we call privilege access management. And the entire point of that software existing, in fact, is to prevent that very, very powerful account from being abused or in the hands of attackers. Unfortunately, a vulnerability in the design of this particular tool did exactly the opposite. And that vulnerability has been fixed, but unfortunately delivered access to the Treasury Department to the Chinese threat actor.
What a fucking joke. Walther Mauser with the true insight regarding this story. Alex tried to tell you fools the damn Chi-Coms. And let's not forget, this would be more of an attack on Israel. Oh, yeah, that's why I have this warm, fuzzy feeling as I hear about the China conducting a state-sponsored cyber attack on the Treasury Department. All right, let's find out. Is this apocalyptic?
Now, officials of the U.S. Treasury Department are describing this breach as a, quote, major incident.
Okay, so it's a major, major, major incident. But is it apocalyptic?
Some security experts are speaking in almost apocalyptic terms about it.
Okay, well, so it's a big deal. This is good. This is good news, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. Was it hacked? Says who? Yeah, I don't mind that kind of radical empiricism, Harry Holler. We're in a world where, you're right, actually, we can't just believe it was hacked or not hacked. We can't really believe it. The media and the agencies who have lied to us repeatedly for years, they tell us, yeah, it's been hacked, so maybe we should just be like, fuck you, prove it. Which would not be a bad way to bureaucrat jam a country up. Yeah, if we had in America, if we had two movements, one, accountability commissions, and you could create a system whereby there'd be pressure for certain targeted politicians who are coming up for re-election to get them to agree to accountability commissions, and then while that's going on, you've got white strike happening. Oh yeah. That could be good. And none of that takes a whole lot of money. I mean, to communicate the idea of a white strike, I mean, this could be done with bot activity online, something like Facebook. I think those bots cost a little more. And, yeah, some well-placed propaganda, maybe some excitement, pay a few influencers to spread this stuff out, you know, that kind of thing. None of this is impossible, and all of this has to be done. Yes. My friends overseas say that they get psyched out by our government's seeming stupidity. They say there is no way they can be this fucking stupid. It must be a trick. Yeah, well, I think it's as Swampy is known to say, it doesn't have to be either or. It doesn't have to be they're either incompetent or they're malicious. Like, both things can be true. They can be malicious and incompetent. That's entirely probable, in fact. So, yeah. That's right. Dan Simmons reminding us of backdoors to everything. Well, we're not discussing Milo Yiannopoulos here. I don't know why you're bringing that up. And we're not discussing AIS either. Not sure if he's a homosexual, but let's face it, there are rumors. There are rumors he does something called butthole winking, which I don't even know about. But evidently, you take the webcam and I'll stop describing it, but it involves butts and holes and winking. I've said enough. Kikes in the wire means there's no government or country. As they say, this is an economic zone. Oh, yes, it's much worse than that. America isn't just a failed state. It's literally not a state. America is not a nation. America is an economic zone. However, it's even worse than just an economic zone. An economic zone could have the advantage of hard and fast borders, right? But America doesn't have that even. We actually have flexible, undulating borders. Because when people pass your borders with such ease, it could really be argued that's no longer the border of your country, right? So just because you have half of a fake wall built somewhere does not mean it's your border. Okay, you could say that the cartels have eaten away at some of our country, and I believe they control some zones in close approximation to our border. So, yeah, this country is a fucking joke. It's not really a country. We have to stop calling it a nation or a country. It's none of those things. It's a territorial approximation with undulating borders, and it's packed with people who all hate each other and shouldn't be living together. Yeah, so no big surprise when things don't go right. You know, none of us are surprised that things don't go right. Yes, that's right, Harry Holler, speaking to Dan Simmons. Yes, we've always been at war with East Asia or Eurasia or whatever it is in 1984. Exactly, exactly, exactly. H-1B fallout.
Donald Trump now defends the H-1B visa program, which allows thousands of highly skilled foreign workers to immigrate to the U.S. every year to fill specialized jobs. Trump told the New York Post, quote, "I've always liked the visas. I have always been in favor of the visas. That's why we have them. I've been a
Well, he's not always been in favor of the visas. I don't think I should keep playing this video because it gets tedious. But Donald Trump, when he was running in 16, 15, whatever it was, he says H-1Bs are bad for workers. It lowers the value of their labor, which makes perfect sense, right? D to the bot says, Davis, get Jeremy McKenzie on for an interview. WRR has him coming on Monday. He needs to sound the alarm here in the U.S. Oh, yes. He's the Canadian fella and our sleeping giant. It's the fucking immigration attorneys that have fucked our white countries up as agents by and for the Jew. Yes. Well, this much is true, right? Because the immigration attorneys are usually employed by some kind of an NGO with the purpose of destroying countries by way of white replacement. So that makes a lot of sense. I will do that. I will do that. Again, I wish I was full time. I'd be doing the guest thing much more often because that takes some arranging, but that one I'm going to get done. I could speak with Based Maidens, who knows him. Based Maidens knows him, and I believe she can get him on the show. So thank you, D-Bot, for the 1488. I'll do that. Thanks, buddy. Trump just fucked himself. He just lost support of many normies who supported him. Yes, but we'll see if that means anything in the political calculus, right? We'll see what that means. Is this country so disconnected from the will of the people? Is the will of the people so disconnected from any policy that Trump will have the luxury of continuing to simply take orders from Jews? I think they have a pretty resilient system of faux populism. So unfortunately, my very, very negative answer, I hate for this to be the case, but I think the real truth is that they could probably fuck around with faux populism for 4 years, engage in perception management, backfill like a retaining wall up against all truths that have been unpleasant, just backfill with lots of propaganda, how this was always the way you wanted it. Isn't it great it happened? And yeah, we'll see what this means. We'll see what this means. Now, Harry Holler, with any luck, Trump could have lost a whole bunch of political capital in this undertaking of H-1B visas, which could mean that Trump accidentally just saved a lot of white people's lives. Because if Trump loses enough political capital because of H-1B visas, white people will be more hesitant to sign up to go, quote unquote, defend America, which really means to go die for Jews. So this could be good news. I mean, I'm not trying to make something out of a shit sandwich that it isn't, but I can see that that's sort of cause and effect being a reality.
Lever in H-1B. I have used it many times. It's a great program. Musk and Ramaswamy have defended the H-1B program, Musk posting recently that it's the reason he's in America, and quote, take a big step back and blank yourself in the face. I will go to war on this issue. The likes of...
Elon is just, he's really getting, he's always been tedious, but now this is too much. Go fuck yourself in your face. I mean, Elon, you have fuck you money, but you're not supposed to say fuck you to people with no money. Right? Why aren't you saying fuck you to the Jews, Eli? Oh, interesting, interesting. Then you obediently put on the little hat and you rock and forth at the wall there and you kiss the ring of the kike. And now when it's powerless people who are just telling you, listen, we don't like being replaced by shit-skin, curry-smelling street shitters, then it's all go fuck yourself in the face. Okay.
Which you cannot possibly comprehend. But Musk and Ramaswamy's stance is being slammed by Trump's MAGA supporters, like his former White House strategist Steve Bannon, who said on his podcast that H-1B takes jobs from American citizens.
The program from top to bottom is a scam and a con. There is nothing in this program that should continue to exist. Nothing. These are coders that are going to work for a third of the salary.
Sounds like he's talking about Right Perspective there, right? Yeah. I'm going to be dragging that one over for an intro. But Steve Bannon, listen, he's a player, isn't he? I mean, please. Can we be taking Steve Bannon seriously? Steve Bannon next week could change his position on this, literally, as we know. But still, he is speaking the truth.
And work like indentured servants. That's not American citizens.
Well, no, it shouldn't be. Right. This should not exist. This much he's right about. So we're in a weird point in history, by the way, where Steve Bannon and Sam Hyde agree. That's pretty wild, isn't it? That's pretty wild.
And the New York Times reports this. Federal data shows Mr. Trump's companies have received approval to employ over 1,000 workers through the two H-2 programs in the past 20 years. Mr. Trump's companies have applied for a dozen H-1B visas since 2019, but that most of these applications for quality control manager positions were subsequently withdrawn. Currently, Mr. Trump's winery in Charlottesville, Virginia, is seeking 31 foreign vineyard workers under H-2A program, offering them $15.81 per hour. So does Trump have a vested interest here? Is that potentially why he flipped?
I can't speak to that. It's a good winery.
It's a really nice winery.
Yeah, it is. Their cider's named Donnie Appleseed.
This is CNN, by the way. So now they're all on board with Trump. This is what I mean by people support whatever shit has flown up a flagpole eventually. Even the folks at CNN, the one-time divisive CNN, who everything Trump ever did was terrible. Now that Trump's about to be in power, look at them. Look at them fall in line. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? That's interesting. That's a little lesson on human behavior. It's like when the, like women after war sometimes are forced to engage in prostitution so they can feed themselves. And when stability returns to the government, guess what those women do? They just stop and then they go get married and have babies, you know, if they're lucky, if all goes well. But that's because people fly whatever shit is flown up a flagpole. If you got the Jew's face flown up the flagpole, then your beautiful women might have to prostitute themselves to eat. If someone interested in advancing white people's rights flies that flag up a flagpole, then your people are comfy in homes making babies. It's just policy. It's just people get in line behind whatever shit is flown up the flagpole. We just have to get control of the flagpole, obviously. Or we have to burn the flagpole, which is I'm personally in favor of, because that's a lot quicker and easier. In other words, it's real hard to salute whatever's flown up the flagpole when it's on fire. It's a whole lot harder to run your anti-white hate campaigns from the ADL when the vestibule's on fire. I'm not telling you to go do that. I'm telling you that is a fact. I've communicated to you a fact of the fucking matter. It is a fact, undeniable fact. It is harder for the ADL to do what it does when their vestibule's on fire. That is a fact. I'm not telling you to go do it. I'm stating a fact. Now, there is legal bureaucratic jamming you can do, but we're not there. We're not there. Hopefully we get there. Interesting. Harry Holler, hope you're right. Bannon has more political capital than Trump at this point. Yeah, so I hope you're right, and hope Bannon does some steering of the party, so to speak. Who knows? We'll see. Bannon's no billionaire, so, you know, again, we'll see. Good luck with that, right? D-Bot asks, have I heard the new rumor that of Musk for Speaker of the House, third in line for... I don't think that can happen, can it? That can't happen. I don't think Elon's even eligible as the, you know, given his citizenship status. I mean, I know he's a citizen, but you know, he's not born here. I don't know. We'd have to see how that works, but I hope that's not true. This would be, wow. That would literally be American billionaires just buying positions of power. I mean, that's, if it's that naked, that might actually be a good thing. Harry Holler says to John McCain's tumor, it is irrelevant what you think of Bannon. The point is Trump's most ardent supporters are Bannonites. Well, this much is true, right? That's just the, yeah, that's just a naked political analysis that, yes, Bannon is the thought leader. If someone were to say who's Bannon's brain, I'm sorry, who's Trump's brain, he'd probably have to say Bannon. Nigger. Matrimony is just long-term femaling. I get what you did there. How you doing there? Brr, brr. You didn't write me, Bert. I gave him a Gmail. The Gmail's in my description, by the way. You can write me, and we'll figure something out. Asked if I had a what is that called again? Cash App or something. Uh-oh, anyone can be speaker? Oh, my God. Well, this could be happening then, D-Bot. That's fucking wild. It's wild. Who knows? Yeah, Elon might have bought himself a Speaker of the House. Yeah. Who knows? Gee, does Nancy Pelosi, did she do a good job? Did she need replacing? Will he stay there until he's 92? Wouldn't that be wild if we had a 92-year-old Elon insisting on staying as Speaker of the House? That'd be wild. That would be crazy. I think you agree. Unbelievable. Davis, you watching the high potential show, High IQ Cleaner, Elder Caitlin Olson. Is that what's it called? High IQ Cleaner? No, dude, I didn't even hear about this. The only Olson that's kind of worth a damn is Elizabeth Olson. But yeah, those twins were, I'm afraid to say, they were touched a little too much. They're super weird. Let me go look this up. High Potential? High Potential Show. Okay. Super weird. Follows Morgan, a single mom of three kids. Oh, really? That's an Olsen kid. Really? Huh. All right, I guess, you know, they can turn out okay, I guess. But anyway, I see. She stumbles into figuring out crimes or something. Okay, well, we'll see. All right, looks interesting. I think the wife would enjoy that more, but hey, I'll take a look. Why not? Streaming starts. What do you mean, returns? Isn't that weird? Look at this. Season one returns. Well, if it's season one, it's not returning, right? I think. I don't know. Yeah, look at that. It is Caitlin Olson. Weird. Huh. Okay. Whipped cream flowing like waterfalls. Okay. All right, listen, I'll check it out. I'm going to leave that up, but I won't leave it up. I'll leave it so I can access it, but I won't leave it up.
Oh, this kid again. Jesus. Take it down a notch, kid.
Fuck you. Pay me.
All right. You know, if you can. We don't want anyone eating strictly PB&Js just so they can hook up. Yours truly. Okay. Says get a cash app, bud. A cash app. I don't know. Okay, I'll work on it, I guess. Yeah, I'll do that. Why not? I don't know anything about Cash App. Remember what Musk Nanny shared about young Elon? Not the Antichrist, but closely linked to him. Who knows? Elon is fucking weird. We can all agree Elon's pretty weird. Elizabeth from California had a strange overlap with the Musk family. So yeah, the whole bunch seems to be real weird. The stepdad has a kid with the stepdaughter or something. It's the whole thing is, I don't know. It explains a lot. Let's put it that way. When you hear about Elon Musk having 12 children from 12 different women, I mean, listen, there's a healthy self-image, but even yours truly doesn't feel like God's gift to the point where I'd be arranging to spread my seed. Like, the world needs my seed. Yeah, fucking Elon Musk. Imagine the mission he's on. Yeah, the world needs Elon Musk's seed. Oh, yeah. The babies that are coming out of Grimes are they're not going to change the world except for the worse. I can guarantee you that. I can guarantee you that. Yes. Young Elon. There you go. That's the next TV show. Young Elon. A young Elon catches his dad procreating with his own stepdaughter. Next episode of Young Elon. Young Elon has visions of the devil. Yeah, but it's actually his uncle touching him. Next up on Young Elon. Young Elon is shielded from the roving niggers outside because he's a wealthy white person. And then he becomes a billionaire and never helps any of the boers victimized by Nogs to this day. Next on Young Elon. Look, Elon Musk sucks a dick. You don't need to tell. I mean, everyone knows this already. He might literally suck dicks, too. I don't really know. I doubt it. He seems very interested in spreading his seed, so to speak. But, you know. Nevertheless. Nevertheless. All right. Let me re-up my FTJ here. Let's see what's happening. FTJ is back, everybody. And because it's back, look, I have treats. I have Huntress's. Oh, look at this. Is a good one. Whoa-bam. Josh, who got it back up? Oh, feckin' slash. There he is. And notice she hid the Danny DeVito hands for me. That's the strangest thing about otters, is their weird little hands. Yes, Michael Nail. Nice to see you here. Huntress is crediting Modern Viking with that. Well, nicely done. Whoever did that, nicely done. Yep, the Jews did zap the FTJ, but guess what? Bushmaster 6A, I come back here, and he's got the 1488. Cash App is for the professionals of the night. Uh-oh. That's just what I've heard. I don't have that app. Smile. Well, you better not have that. You just said it's for ladies of the night. And then, yeah. I've heard of Cash App, but I've only heard of it in scams. Isn't that interesting? I don't know. I'm sure Cash App is fine. I'll do my best to get the Cash App. I'm also working on, my God, I'm working on it. Crypto. I don't know if I'm ever going to get any, but there you go. Nice. All right. some more news, I suggest. How's that sound? Let's do that. We've got too much news, so much news. I think we saved the autopsy on the Mossad, the world is our stage, walkie-talkie, pager plot. That's sort of involved. We save that, I say. If we don't do it Saturday, we'll do it Sunday. If we don't do it Sunday, I guess we'll do it part of Monday. It's just, it's 10:36, and I think we need time to analyze that. Oh, my God, it's doing it again. It just did the thing again. It tried to send people out of my stream. FTJ, what are you doing? What are you doing, FTJ? Come on now. Giuseppe Vaffangulo, time to spread your seed far and wide, Davis. Thanks for the five. Yeah, that's some Elon Musk shit. That is some Elon Musk shit. All right. Maybe G-Man knows about the Cash App. He might tell me, nah, it's fine. Some prostitutes use it. I mean, not that I would know, but they use it. And you can use it too. Well, maybe. We'll find out. Leading economic indicator?
Last year, after almost 20 years of explosive growth in the craft beer industry, more U.S. breweries closed than opened.
Right. Now, the state of American beer is, you can get Hulk Hogan beer. And what it is it's like a shitty beer factory somewhere that just produces plain cans. And that gets sent over to a department where they, like, slap a sticker on your can. And so now you can get, like, 50-cent beer, and you can pay, like, $7 per can now. That's the state of America. That says everything you need to know about America, does it not? I think it does. I think it does. Terrorism expert on No Driver, Lone Wolf, and Inspire magazine.
Dr. Tom Mikitas, terrorism expert and history professor at DePaul University, is joining us live now to discuss more on this tragedy in New Orleans. Tom, thanks for joining us. What are your thoughts on this suspect's background? We heard President Biden elaborating on some posts to social media where he was praising ISIS and also his military background. Just give us your reaction to the details that we know about him so far.
Well, it reminds me of the Fort Hood shooter in that regard, Hassan Nadal. This is another example of the self-radicalized or radicalized online lone wolf terrorist, although we're not sure.
Oh, there it is, right. Radical online. Okay, well, you ain't heard nothing yet, you know.
Looks like he acted alone, but they're not entirely sure about that. But what's really interesting is his attack was almost, a page taken out of the Inspire magazine published in 2010. That was that issue that had this Chicago skyline and also had an article titled The Ultimate Mowing Machine, which contained instructions for how to use a pickup truck.
Okay, The Ultimate Mowing Machine. Do you hear that? Well, I searched my archives. I got something for you.
To mow down pedestrians and then follow it up with a firearm battle, which is exactly what he did. And, of course, the flag is pretty compelling evidence that he affiliated with ISIS. Now, they didn't immediately claim responsibility, which is further evidence that he's a lone wolf. Typically, they will only weigh in when they've made a determination that, yes, he's acted on our behalf and we bless his actions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mowing machine. This would be from 2016 with Megyn Kelly. And here we have a former speechwriter for Inspire magazine.
When I saw this attack and the news unfold,
this is 2016, so this is about a former attack.
Holding, I immediately recalled a series of articles in the Al-Qaeda and the Arabian Peninsula magazine Inspire called Open Source Jihad, which were published in 2010. And one of those articles described exactly what happened in Paris today. This was the magazine that was published by Anwar al-Awlaki and Samir Khan, who are two Al-Qaeda American-born Al-Qaeda terrorists.
Oh, Anwar al-Awlaki, the CIA lackey, Alex Jones used to say.
And this article, the ultimate mowing machine, let me just read you this because this is exactly what happened. The idea is to use a pickup truck as a mowing machine, not to mow grass, but to mow down the enemies of Allah. Pick your location and timing carefully. Go for the most crowded locations. To achieve maximum carnage, you need to pick up as much speed as you can while still retaining good control of your vehicle in order to strike as many people as possible in your first run. The ideal location is a place where there are maximum number of pedestrians and the least number of vehicles. If you can get through the pedestrian-only areas that exist in some downtown city areas, that would be fabulous. And finally, this is the kicker. If you have access to firearms, carry them with you so that you may use them to finish off your work if your vehicle gets grounded during the attack. The idea would be to implement it in countries like Israel, the U.S., Britain, Canada, Australia, and France.
Oh, please God, yes, especially that first one.
The kicker. If you have access to firearms, carry them with you so that you may use them to finish off your work if your vehicle gets grounded during the attack. The idea would be to implement it in countries like Israel, the U.S., Britain, in countries like Israel, the would be to implement it in countries like Israel, the U.S., Britain.
Yeah, let's just go with that first one. That'd be good. Of course, October 7th beat you to it, guy. They should have done the mowing machine, actually. That would have been good. Crowds of kikes knocked down like bowling pins. Yes, another Captain Obvious. Yes, like drive into lots of people, maintain control of your vehicle. Okay, yeah, we got it. Jesus. Do you really need to list all that? I mean, you were dealing with some low IQ, some low caliber individuals there. You could see him like, mouth agape reading the instructions. Oh, I control the vehicle and drive into... Oh, I see. Interesting. Oh, bring a weapon in case I survive and then I can get out and shoot some... Okay, wow. Huh. That's, yeah. Are there cartoons to go with this?
In Canada, Australia, and France.
Ah.
That is exactly what happened tonight. Al-Qaeda published it in 2010 in their magazine Inspire.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. Harry Hollier, the best place to kill a lot of people is a crowded public area. Yes. Interesting. It's like interviewing the bank robber. So why did you rob the bank? What's where the money is? What do you mean? Why did I rob the bank? Yeah. Yeah. We're going to rob the bodega on Monday morning when there's no cash? What are you fucking retarded? Yeah. Okay, I thought you'd enjoy that throwback. This mowing's been around. And you know what? This mowing, this business of terrorism and mowing, seems to be it would have been a great excuse to just not have migration and immigration at all. Of course, that's not on the agenda, right? Right. Speaking of domestic terrorism, FBI finds more than 150 homemade bombs in a Virginia man's home.
A shocking discovery by the FBI after more than 150 homemade explosives were found at a Virginia home, marking one of the largest seizures in FBI history. The devices were found in a detached garage and unsecured in a backpack inside the home of 36-year-old Brad Spafford. Spafford was arrested and faces multiple charges related to the explosives. An informant alleged that he stockpiled weapons and used pictures of President Biden for target practice, expressing support for political assassinations. While prosecutors claim he poses a danger, his defense argues there's no evidence of planned violence and questions the functionality of the explosives. The case raises serious concerns about homemade explosives and domestic threats.
There you go. Mowing machine, more like a weed whacker apparatus. Yes, we could have weed whacker nationalism and create vehicles with giant weed whacker apparatuses. And drive through Israelis. That'd be good. I'll do that. Weed whacker nationalism. Yeah. Fifi Lagarde. Oh, boy. So listen. If you want to track 2025 digital euro and new digital banknotes, well, this is what you need to know.
I want to wish all of you a happy new year.
Yeah, we got it.
Happy, healthy, prosperous 2025. So we have a big, heavy agenda at the ECB. We have made significant progress in 24 in bringing down inflation, and hopefully 25 is the year when we are on target as expected and as planned in our strategy.
Oh, so this is, by the way, so this is the world monetary system, the oligarchs in control. This is them reducing inflation. Okay.
Of course, we will continue our efforts to ensure that that inflation stabilizes sustainably at that 2% medium-term target. We will also be reviewing our monetary policy strategy. Why do we do that? We just did that in 21. Well, we're doing it to ensure that it still fits the changing world in which we live, and that we are fit for 25 and following.
Well, if you're shooting for 2% inflation, you guys, you should probably review that plan every day, because you're way off. I mean, you're way off.
Another significant development on the horizon is our digital euro. We are in the preparation phase, and we are expecting European legislation. Once that is done, we will decide whether we move forward with developing a digital form of cash, your digital euro. And you know, we are also working on banknotes. We are in the process of redesigning our banknotes. It's a long-standing exercise that will not be completed in 25, but significant moves will take place with the design phase.
Also, new cash. What could go wrong? Will you get to trade it in at face value? Well, we'll see.
It reflects a commitment to innovation while also preserving the trust and security that our currency represents, both in banknote form and in digital form.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you have it. Okay, listen, is it kind of terrifying to have Fifi fucking Lagarde be discussing the digital euro and new digital banknotes? Sure, it's kind of, I'm not going to pretend this is not mildly terrifying. Mm-mm. A little scary.
Hi, my name is Justin Rekla. I am the former head trainer for all United States Army counterintelligence source operations. And on January 2nd, 2025, I will be revealing the timeline of the PSYOPs operation that has been conducted against the American people for the last 10 years.
He didn't reveal it.
Follow me on YouTube at Divergent137 for more. Stay tuned, because you're not going to believe who's involved in all this. Well, then again, you might, because of the craziness that's ensuing in our world right now.
It's the Democrats and the Karens, am I right?
Now is not by chance. Our country is divided for no reason other than the fact that the people telling you to be divided, to hate one another, have been telling you to do so for the last 10 years.
Oh, it's definitely not the Jews he's talking about. They've been doing that for the past 2,000 years.
Have you seen the movie The Wave, 1981 made-for-TV movie, Brown Eye, Blue Eye Experiment? It's been being conducted daily for the last 10 years against the Americans.
Well, that was a fraudulent experiment. It was a propaganda campaign. That experiment wasn't even really an experiment. It was an exercise in media manipulation. So, wow. And by the way, when someone begins to refer to movies as evidence of something, you better just, you know, reach for your revolver. When someone tells you that this is going to happen and that's going to happen because, you know, they made this movie, whereas, whoa. What do you mean they made a movie? And this is how you tell me something is going to happen because they made a movie. Okay, well, we weren't done with the DePaul terrorism expert on the business of the drivers and the Ford and the magazine and the Inspire magazine, I should say, and the Lone Wolf. Let's hear about security failures.
What is your sense about what the city of New Orleans, what police could have done to better prevent an attack like this? And what are your thoughts about protecting this country with that kind of attack?
Well, failure to put those bollards up was egregious, especially when we had an attack in Magdeburg, Germany, that exploited an almost identical vulnerability, going in the back way through an opening that was designed for emergency vehicles. And we didn't learn from that, even though...
Okay, yes, I did want to stop it. I can't help myself. Going in the back way through an opening. Again, we're here discussing Milo Yiannopoulos and AIS again.
ISIS had, in fact, issued warnings of increased terrorist activity during the Christmas and Hanukkah holidays. And in spite of that, they still, all they had to do was move a truck there, or they could have put a concrete barrier until they got those things fixed. That would have been enough to stop the vehicle from traveling several blocks at speed and mowing people down. There's no excuse for what they did. Beyond that, there isn't much you can do. The public has to accept the level of risk, exercise, a kind of situational awareness, where are the exits, where are the entrances, who are the people around me, and things like that. Beyond that, you can't take yourself hostage to fear. But that was a colossal security failure.
Right, okay. So, in other words, you know, shit's going to happen. Okay, well, I agree. But at the same time, I'd like to be the people making shit happen. But sure, we can agree it's a dangerous world out there. So, yes, John McCain's tumor. Obviously, clamp down on the rights of white Americans. That'll fix everything, right? Fifi, isn't that the masturbation device prisoners make out of a sock and latex glove? Oh, no, no, that's incorrect. You're confusing. It has a prison connection. Don't get me wrong. Fifi is AIS's prison name. You see, he came out of there with a big pink sock hanging out of his rear end. That's what you're thinking of. That's the hence Fifi, you follow. So, correction, Fifi is AIS's prison name. You hear me? I hear you.
As far as this investigation goes and as it moves forward, what do you think they will be looking at now? We are told there's a home in Houston that's being searched. And also, aside from this truck, they found IEDs along near Bourbon Street. I'm assuming determining if he acted alone or if someone else was involved.
That's going to be the focus of their investigation, is the presence of all of these IEDs does point to the possibility of some kind of support group behind him. That was the case that happened with the truck attack in Nice, France in 2016, the Bastille Day attack.
That's what we played the clip from earlier about the mowing.
Where initially it looked like a lone wolf single actor, but then they found there were several others involved, and about eight people ended up being convicted. That's the primary concern.
Yeah, well, it sure should be, but hey, again, shit happens, as they'll tell you. Right, right, right. Okay. Former Syrian army soldiers line up to reconcile status with the new government. File this under, pretty soon everyone salutes whatever's flown up the flagpole.
It's a new year and hopefully a new start for hundreds of former Syrian soldiers. They're lined up outside this reconciliation center in Homs to register their details and get civilian identity cards. Under the Assad regime, most adult men were conscripted into the Syrian army for at least 18 months and had to hand in their civilian...
Oh, that's less than Israel. Weird.
...ID in exchange for a military one. Without proper ID, these men now find moving around the country and finding a job difficult. The aim of these centers is all...
Oh, they had so many of their rights restricted. Oh, how terrible. Yes, we're to believe now this is the new and improved Syria. The no longer anti-Jew Syria. Right.
Also to collect the weapons belonging to the soldiers. This particular center says it has seen limited success on that front.
The rate of surrender is very low. We ask them to surrender the weapon to avoid any chaos and to avoid any legal questioning.
The country's new leaders have announced an amnesty for former Assad soldiers, but insist that those responsible for torture and killing will be held accountable. There have been reports of reprisal.
Now, that should be interesting because the business of torture and killing, that's supposedly they found these like processing centers and prisons where they would press human beings into like human cubes. This is the lie. This is the latest atrocity propaganda invented by Kikes. They always have some new wrinkle to their atrocity propaganda. Interesting. Interesting.
Attacks against those who were linked to the Assad regime, but observers have said these have been less intense than previously feared.
Right. Okay. So listen, we were hoping that Syrian soldiers would have an enduring hatred of the people that destroyed their country and particularly Jews. But listen, we didn't luck out there. You know, we're here to tell you the truth. We're here to live in reality. Just because we wish it were one way and it isn't, doesn't mean we'll smoke heavy amounts of copium and pretend we didn't just hear what we heard.
Now to Russia, where natural gas exports through Ukraine to Europe were halted this morning. This follows the expiration of a transit deal after Moscow and Kyiv failed to reach an agreement. Russia's energy giant Gazprom said exports were halted beginning 8 a.m. Moscow time. Ukraine has been adamant it would not extend the five-year transit deal amid the military conflict. The widely expected stoppage is not expected to impact prices for consumers in the European Union. Here's more.
Without a transit deal, Ukraine will give up some $800 million a year in fees from Russia. Russia's state-controlled Gazprom will lose close to $5 billion in sales to Europe. The halting of gas supplies will be a major blow to Moldova, a country that was once part of the Soviet Union. buyers like Slovakia and...
Oh, now we're concerned about Moldova. Moldova has the worst economy on the planet when I last saw ratings. But now we care about Moldova when it's convenient. Interesting.
Austria have arranged for alternative supplies. Hungary and other countries continue to receive Russian gas from the south via the Turkstream pipeline on the bottom of the Black Sea. The European Union reduced its dependency on Russian gas following Moscow's invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. The U.S., Qatar, and Norway have helped to fill the gap. Most Russian gas routes to Europe are shut. That includes the Nord Stream pipeline under the Baltic Sea after an explosion in 2022. Once the world's biggest gas exporter, Gazprom recorded a $7 billion loss in 2023 alone.
All right. It looks like FTJ is whack again. I have no idea why this is happening. This is fucking weird. You are not live right now, it's telling me. Wow. All right, well, you know, we're here. We're doing what we do. Boy, let's hope we're under attack. If this shit's acting like this.
Press G to gas. G, G, G.
Yeah, I'm trying. But it's not working. I'm GGGing. Someone gassed the fucking FTJ. What do you want me to tell you? Oh, dear God, we're in the last moments. We're in the last moments. It's like you're going to be your last chance to support.
Fuck you. Pay me.
Well, not when I ask like that, maybe.
Fuck you. Pay me.
Calm down. Calm down.
No, I lost my train of thought.
Yes, you and I both. Okay. Interesting. See, someone got the name spelled right. When I put this name into AI and try to put it on a placard or whatever, having Jess Southern hold the placard, it comes out all super weird. Boy, does it come out weird. In the last 2 minutes, okay, listen. Saved. I believe this was Serbian Bull sent this. It turns out lureman does not mean luring men, which strangely the very Jewish Google was trying to tell me that's what it meant. I don't know. It's a German surname derived from Middle High German, in which lure means lance or javelin. Interesting. Very phallic. The name may have originally referred to someone who is skilled in this type of weapon. Aha. Some would call him a javelin smith or a lanceman, a lanceman. Interesting. Yes, get your lance away from my wife. Anyway, the surname Lerman is particularly common in West German parts and associated with, regions of Nordrhein, Westfalen, and Niedersachsen. I should probably stop trying to pronounce this. Anyway, there you go. There you go. Trades and professions, some associated with nobility. Oh, I'll have to begin speaking with a fancy accent. And where it comes from, I mean, this is good. This is good. None of it being gay. So that's good. Really good. It's all good news about yours truly. Yes, I can now add pride to my stride. Like, hold on, nigga, this name don't mean I'm gay. What do you mean? It doesn't mean lure man. It means cocksmith or something like that. Lanceman, whatever. You know what I mean. Okay, John McCain, Sammy's got moths in his wallet. Support our boy Dennis as I battle wallet moths. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Abrahamic lunacies are all garbage. Yes, well, until such time as we all realize that. Yeah, we have to have a discussion about using Christianity as software. Ooh, D-Bot trying to pull it out of the fire. Double match anyone now. Oh, come on, guys. You gotta hop to it. It's freezing cold here, Harry Holler. It's freezing cold. Yeah, I was using a pickaxe in the ground earlier just to get this job done. And supposedly we're getting a snowstorm this weekend. We'll see. We'll see. And that means, yeah, the work basically is going to stop for a bit when we get the snowstorm. So that's just life. Anyway, hopefully we'll all do well. Hopefully someone takes D-Bot up. I mean, D-Bot, you're asking at 10:59 for the double match. Son of a... All right. Check the link. Link, 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 link. Check. Oh, you son of a... Look at this. I saw this earlier. Yes, the storm. Okay, that's funny. Yes, I saw this. Is this contrived or is this actually AccuWeather? What's weird about it is it's a very unconventional situation here, because you would think that would be the testicles, but then again, this looks more like the you know, the tip, and then down here it's kind of a strange shape. Interesting. Yep, yep, yep. Crazy. All right, buddies, we're going to have to wrap it up soon, I would think. Yeah. We're getting real close. Real close. It was really a Weather Channel. God damn, that's crazy. That was a real post. No one saw that and said, well, let's change the shape even, you know, even if it's not accurate. Reminds me of the shape. Remember the path that some out of control cruise ship took, where it literally made like a shape of a penis. Anyway, that's wild. Shit works out that way. All right. Well, I appreciate everyone who chipped in. So that'd be D-Bot, three times Serbian Bull with the let the trogs seethe and cope. Well, the trogs can seethe, cope, and dilate. That's what they can do. Oh, and let's not forget the classic of go fuck themselves, like that kind of thing. Yes, the bots should go fuck themselves. FTJ is under attack. I have no idea how or why, but the last thing we got over there was the G-Man. So I'll be seeing you guys tomorrow night. It's going to be a good one. Luke Notaris. It's a more conversational style dill-dill-dillio, and we're going to have fun. We're going to discuss Which Way Western Man and all things eventful. How does that sound? And brr, nigger, D-Bot wants you to know that you can get an account over at FTJ and easily add monies from many, many sources over at FTJ. So we don't need the Jew middleman of Cash App or whatever. So how about that? If you'd be willing. Go ahead and do that. All right, everybody, till next time.
Right Perspective Radio.
And it was so, so powerful.
Thanks for watching. Bye.
Davis Lerman.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
One purpose, one people, we are rising.
One purpose, one people, we are rising.